Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hey, and welcome. This is Ben Shapiro's show. Well, folks, the contrast between the Democratic Party and the Republican Party has never been starker in terms of the consolidation of the parties, the unity of the parties going forward than it is on Friday. Because here's the reality. The Republican Party is unified behind President Trump in unique and extraordinary ways, and the Democratic Party might not have a candidate for the presidency come Sunday. That is the huge news over the weekend. Joe Biden may very well drop out this weekend. We're going to get to all of this. First, one thing is clear in the 2024 election. The fight for America's core values is now more important than ever. The Daily Wire, as you know, is on the front lines of the fight. We can't win without you. Join us right now while we're offering 47% off annual memberships. Go to dailywire.com. Use promo code FIGHT at checkout. All right. So we'll begin with the triumphant presentation of Donald Trump as his party's nominee for the third consecutive time, which is an extraordinary feat. It really is. I mean, just on a pure political level. The fact that Donald Trump won in 2016 was astonishing. The fact that he was then the nominee the next time around is natural. The fact that after losing in 2020, he's back in 2024 and the front runner not only for the nomination, now he's the nominee, but also for the presidency itself is an astonishing political feat. It truly is. And the RNC has been about building out the Trump coalition. It's been about providing permission structures for people who historically have not voted Republican and who would not be spotted dead in a red hat to actually vote Republican and wear the red hat. It is an amazing thing. I mean, truly. And you can feel it. You can feel there is a vibe shift in the United States. Tons of people who never would have in a million years said that they're even thinking about voting for Donald Trump are now coming out and saying that they are voting for Donald Trump and supporting Donald Trump. Just take, for example, the tech bros in San Francisco. There are a ton of tech bros in San Francisco who sotto voce are very anti the Democrats because they don't like the wokeness. They don't like the regulation. They think that their economic interests are undermined by Democrats, which they are. And they believe that the meritocracy, which they rely upon, is being destroyed from the inside by the Democratic Party. But for years, they would never out loud say something like, and that's why I'm going to vote for Donald Trump. And now you're starting to see a lot of them say, and that's why I'm going to vote for Donald Trump. You're starting to see this from people pretty much everywhere across the country. Like the dam has now broken. There was such an intimidation about voting for Trump or saying you supported Trump for years and years. In social settings, particularly, again, a lot of our audience is in red states, in red areas. But if you are in a red state, in a blue area, or in a blue state, or in a purple state, there is this social opprobrium visited upon you if you said that you would even consider voting for Donald Trump. And that seems to be gone at this point. And that is a testament to both the Democrats' incompetence in office, and it's a testament to Donald Trump's campaign thus far, which has been markedly more disciplined than it has ever been. Trump, again, in the last 4 weeks, basically disappeared from the public scene. And as a consequence, I will say, he has had the best four-week period of any presidential candidate I've ever seen. He had his debate with Biden, and then he had the brains to stay out of the spotlight while Biden took all incoming because Biden's performance was so incredibly terrible. He did a few rallies here and there, but he mainly let the media focus in on his opponent. And now his opponent is so much on the ropes that he may be gone by this weekend. And of course, there was the assassination attempt against President Trump, in which he did display remarkable physical bravery, getting up while the shooter was presumably still out there. He didn't know the shooter was dead already. Getting up and waving his fist and shouting fight was an amazing scene. So amazing, by the way, that the media are now attempting to blot out the spectacular photo of Donald Trump, blood on his face, holding up his fist beneath an American flag because they think that it helps Trump too much. So the Republican National Convention has been a unity convention, and it's featured a wide variety of people from left to right. As I mentioned on the show a little bit earlier this week, You know, for people who historically have looked at the Republican National Convention as sort of an exposition of conservative values, it's a little disquieting because there's almost nothing that Republicans agree on other than maybe immigration. On foreign policy, wide variety of opinions. On economics, wide variety of opinions. On social policy, wide variety of opinions. So what brings all these people together? Two things. One, an absolute discontent with the left wing, a belief that the left wing is a threat to the country. And two, Donald Trump, who provides, in his sort of singular figure, the ability to unite all of these factions. And, of course, it's had a little bit of razzle-dazzle. So the RNC's final night concluded with Hulk Hogan making a surprise appearance at the RNC. And here was Hulk Hogan introducing Donald Trump.
But what happened last week when they took a shot at my hero? And they tried to kill the next president of the United States. Enough was enough. And I said, let Trumpomania run wild, brother. Let Trumpomania rule again. Let Trumpomania make America great again.
Hey, so, listen, that's great showmanship. I mean, it's hilarious. And honestly, like, it's a little silly, but it's also just kind of amazing. A lot of people were making the Idiocracy reference yesterday because, I mean, it looks like something out of Idiocracy. But here's how I view it. Here's how I view it. America is so powerful and so strong. Like, we're such an amazing country that we can have two presidential nominees who are nearly 80 debate about golf for, like, fully a 90-minute debate about golf. And then we can have one of the presidential nominees be introduced by a wrestler who rips off his shirt and then speak for 93 minutes, and he's the front runner. And let me explain something to you. We don't even care. We don't even care, rest of the world. That's right, because we're America. We're America. Okay, so that was the humorous moment of the evening. But, of course, the entire evening was not built around Hulk Hogan, though that was obviously the highlight for people like me. I mean, again, like, very, very fun. The highlight, of course, was Donald Trump's appearance. So this is his first major public address, obviously, after being nearly shot. And when he came out, I mean, it was a moment. It was a moment. Again, Donald Trump, there's one thing Donald Trump knows more than anything else, and that is how to put on a show. He's been doing it for his entire career. So here was Donald Trump walking out on stage. And again, this is what political momentum and political unity looks like. Giant screen. It says Trump in the background. He walks out. He's got the bandage on his ear, obviously. And it's a real moment. It's a real moment. So then he gets to his address. And the address accomplishes some things and it fails at others, to be perfectly objective about this. The first 15 to 20 minutes is some of the best Trump you will ever see. The first 15 or 20 minutes, and we're going to play nearly all of it because it really was an incredible, incredible display, is Trump for the first time talking openly about nearly being murdered live on national television when he was shot in the ear in the assassination attempt last Saturday. And it was amazing. I mean, it was Trump subdued. It was all the things that you would want from Trump in this speech. Again, the kind of lead up to this was a unity convention, not just for Republicans, but for the American people more broadly, that it was going to be a moment where Trump said, listen, we all have to come together for all of America because we're all brothers and sisters and we all have to come together. And he had the impetus to do that. Now, I had suggested earlier in the week that the best thing that Trump could do is that he could come out and he could say, listen, being nearly shot in the head changes a man. And it makes you think about the important things in life. It makes you think about the fact that we're all Americans. And as much as we may disagree on politics, at the end of the day, we're brothers and we're sisters and we all have to be together. And for the first 20 minutes, that's what it was. Unfortunately, the speech was 93 minutes. It's the longest single Republican acceptance speech in history, the longest single Democratic acceptance speech in history. He went off teleprompter an awful lot. So the first 20 minutes, again, great. And then it turned into sort of Donald Trump's campaign presentations. If you've ever been to a Trump campaign event, he gets up there and he basically does a comedy routine and he rambles and he moves around. And And that's what it turned into for the last 73 minutes. And so you could see in real time sort of the reaction, even in the room. Listen, everybody loves him in the room. Everyone wants him to be president in the room. But 93 minutes is a long time. Stanley Kubrick's Paths of Glory is shorter than 93 minutes. Now, you can watch a solid movie in 93 minutes with, like, act 1, 2, and 3. And because it was so long, it started to lose momentum. Now, again, maybe that doesn't matter very much because the purpose of the speech is just to unify the party. And if that's the case, then the speech is irrelevant, and it really doesn't matter what he said. What I do believe is that it was a missed opportunity from the perspective of what it could have accomplished, which was to, I think, put the race basically out of reach for the Democrats. I think if he had come out and the speech had been the first 20 minutes and a 5-minute capper, I think this race is over. And it wasn't, not because of anything nefarious or anything terrible, but because President Trump, when he gets in front of a crowd, speaks to the crowd, and then he starts responding to the crowd, and he really likes talking with his constituents. He really likes talking with his fans. Okay, but we need to begin with the part that was most effective. So he started off with exactly this unity message. We were told before the speech, by the way, he was not going to mention President Biden at all. And in the teleprompter, he didn't, and then he got off the teleprompter. And again, just as a matter of optics, as a matter of President Trump at his best, every great moment he had during his presidency, sort of these giant unity moments, was a State of the Union where he stayed on the teleprompter. Teleprompter Trump is much more effective in these scenarios than off-teleprompter Trump. So the beginning, he was on the teleprompter, and then he was off-teleprompter talking about his personal experience. And again, that part was just phenomenal, just great. For the first 20, 25 minutes, there was fairly universal agreement, right, left, and center, that what Trump was doing was something unprecedented and kind of magnificent. So here was the beginning of his speech.
The discord and division in our society must be healed. We must heal it quickly. As Americans, we are bound together by a single fate and a shared destiny. We rise together or we fall apart. I am running to be president for all of America, not half of America, because there is no victory in winning for half of America.
And that's a great message. It's a great message. And then he gets into, you know, kind of the experience of nearly being assassinated. And this is just, I mean, it's high drama. It's high drama. It's the first time he's spoken about it publicly. He's got the bandage on his ear. So here he was beginning to speak about it.
As you already know, the assassin's bullet came within a quarter of an inch of taking my life. So many people have asked me, what happened? Tell us what happened, please. And therefore, I will tell you exactly what happened. And you'll never hear it from me a second time because it's actually too painful to tell.
Again, I'm not sure I've ever heard a better opening of a presidential speech than that. And then Trump told the story. And I'm just going to let this play in its entirety, basically, because I think it was really effective. And frankly, I think it's fascinating to anybody who follows politics or doesn't follow politics. Like, what's the experience like of nearly being shot in the head? We'll get to more on that in just a second, but first.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrade? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
All right, coming up, Donald Trump opens his convention speech with some pretty astonishing tale-telling. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the Dip.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR. 80.
Welcome back to the Bench Bureau Show. So, Donald Trump opened his convention speech in the most unusual and astonishing way. He decided to tell his personal viewpoint of what happened when he was almost assassinated. And here's President Trump beginning to tell the story.
It was a warm, beautiful day in the early evening in Butler Township in the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Music was loudly playing, and the campaign was doing really well. I went to the stage, and the crowd was cheering wildly. Everybody was happy. I began speaking very strongly, powerfully, and happily, because I was discussing the great job my administration did on immigration at the southern border. We were very proud of it. Behind me and to the right was a large screen that was displaying a chart of border crossings under my leadership. The numbers were absolutely amazing. In order to see the chart, I started to, like this, turn to my right and was ready to begin a little bit further turn, which I'm very lucky I didn't do, when I heard a loud whizzing sound and felt something hit me really, really hard on my right ear. I said to myself, wow, what was that? It can only be a bullet. And moved my right hand to my ear, brought it down. My hand was covered with blood, just absolutely blood all over the place. I immediately knew it was very serious, that we were under attack, and in one movement proceeded to drop to the ground. Bullets were continuing to fly. as very brave Secret Service agents rushed to the stage, and they really did. They rushed to the stage. These are great people at great risk, I will tell you, and pounced on top of me so that I would be protected. There was blood pouring everywhere, and yet, in a certain way, I felt very safe because I had God on my side. I felt that. The amazing thing is that prior to the shot, if I had not moved my head at that very last instant, the assassin's bullet would have perfectly hit its mark, and I would not be here tonight. We would not be together. The most incredible aspect of what took place on that terrible evening in the fading sun was actually seen later. In almost all cases, as you probably know, and when even a single bullet is fired, just a single bullet, and we had many bullets that were being fired, crowds run for the exits or stampede, but not in this case. It's very unusual. This massive crowd of tens of thousands of people stood by and didn't move an inch. In fact, many of them bravely but automatically stood up looking for where the sniper would be. They knew immediately it was a sniper. And then began pointing at him. You can see that if you look at the group behind me. That was just a small group compared to what was in front. Nobody ran, and by not stampeding, many lives were saved. But that isn't the reason that they didn't move. The reason is that they knew I was in very serious trouble. They saw it. They saw me go down. They saw the blood and thought, actually, most did, that I was dead. They knew it was a shot to the head. They saw the blood. And there's an interesting statistic. The ears are the bloodiest part. If something happens with the ears, they bleed more than any other part of the body. For whatever reason, the doctors told me that, and I said, why is there so much blood? He said, it's the ears. They bleed more. So we learned something, but they just this beautiful crowd, they didn't want to leave me. They knew I was in trouble. They didn't want to leave me. And you can see that love written all over their faces. So, incredible people. They're incredible people. Bullets were flying over us, yet I felt serene. But now the Secret Service agents were putting themselves in peril. They were in very dangerous territory. Bullets were flying right over them, missing them by a very small amount of inches. And then it all stopped. Our Secret Service sniper, from a much greater distance and with only one bullet used, took the assassin's life, took him out. I'm not supposed to be here tonight. Not supposed to be here.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Thank you. But I'm not. And I'll tell you, I stand before you in this arena only by the grace of Almighty God.
Okay, so obviously the emotion is deeply effective. People can see written across Trump's face exactly what he is feeling. And can see that. I mean, it has to be, for any human being, a disturbing experience to have a bullet whiz by you so closely that it hits you in the ear. All right, coming up, more from Donald Trump's story of his near death. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, crepe myrtles, and majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale, and all bag soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hey, Redding, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Redding on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, The Craft of Fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
org.org.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Donald Trump, again, he opened his convention speech by telling the story of nearly being assassinated last Saturday, and it was pretty incredible. Trump then continued the story.
In watching the reports over the last few days, many people say it was a providential moment. Probably was. When I rose, surrounded by Secret Service, the crowd was confused because they thought I was dead, and there was great, great sorrow. I could see that on their faces as I looked out. They didn't know I was looking out. They thought it was over. But I could see it. I wanted to do something to let them know I was okay. I raised my right arm, looked at the thousands and thousands of people that were breathlessly waiting, and started shouting, fight, fight, fight. Once my clenched fist went up, and it was high into the air, you've all seen that, the crowd realized I was okay and roared with pride for our country like no crowd I have ever heard before. Never heard anything like it. For the rest of my life, I will be grateful for the love shown by that giant audience of patriots that stood bravely on that fateful evening in Pennsylvania. Tragically, the shooter claimed the life of one of our fellow Americans, Corey Comparator, unbelievable person, everybody tells me. Unbelievable. And seriously wounded. Two other great warriors, spoke to them today, David Dutch and James Copenhaver, two great people. I also spoke to all three families of these tremendous people. Our love and prayers are with them and always will be. We're never going to forget them. They came for a great rally. They were serious Trumpsters, I want to tell you. They were serious Trumpsters and still are. But Corey, unfortunately, we have to use the past tense. He was incredible. He was a highly respected former fire chief, respected by everybody. He was accompanied by his wife, Helen, incredible woman. I spoke to her today, devastated, and two precious daughters. He lost his life selflessly acting as a human shield to protect them from flying bullets. He went right over the top of them and was hit. What a fine man he was.
All of this culminated in Donald Trump, after having paid homage to the man who it was in fact killed by a bullet that was meant for Donald Trump, Corey Comparator, and walking over to his firefighting helmet and jacket and giving it a kiss. Now, some of the media were very angry at this. Some of the media were like, oh my gosh, it's maudlin and it's terrible. It wasn't. It was great. Because again, Comparator was a Trump supporter. Comparator also happened to be a person who heroically saved his family from an assassin's bullet by shielding them with his body. And Trump expressing his appreciation in what will be his most watched speech of the campaign was a truly great moment.
I want to thank the fire department and the family for sending his helmet, his outfit, and it was just something, and they're going to do something very special when they get it, but we did something which cannot match what happened, not even close. But I am very proud to say that over the past few days, we've raised $6.3 million. For the families of David, James, and Corey, including from a friend of mine, just called up, he sent me a check right here, I just got it, $1 million. From Dan Newland. Thank you, Dan. And again, when speaking to the family, I told them, I said, well, I'm going to be sending you a lot of money, but it can't compensate. They all said the same thing. You're right, sir. We appreciate so much what you're doing, but nothing can take the place in the case of Corey and the other two. By the way, they were very, very seriously injured, but now they're doing very well. They're going to be okay. They're going to be doing very well.
And then he continued. And again, this is like top-notch Trump. This is like as good as it gets. He observed a moment of silence, and he talked about how the spirit of bravery is the spirit of achievement. That's the spirit of America. And this is really, really good stuff, like really great stuff here from President Trump.
So now I ask that we observe a moment of silence in honor of our friend Corey.
And then he, you know, he's standing there for those who can't see it and observing a moment of silence. It's very somber in the hall.
There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for others. This is the spirit that forged America in her darkest hours. And this is the love that will lead America back to the summit of human achievement and greatness. This is what we need. Despite such a heinous attack, we unite this evening more determined than ever. I am more determined than ever, and so are you. So is everybody in this room.
I mean, it's a great moment. It's great. Just politically speaking, it's great. You know, for the mood of the nation, it's great. He's paraphrasing, obviously, the book of John, 15:13. There. Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. That's what he's paraphrasing there. And it's great. I mean, it's just great. And then he continues and he says, our resolve is unbroken.
Our resolve is unbroken and our purpose is unchanged to deliver a government that serves the American people better than ever before. Nothing will stop me in this mission because our vision is righteous and our cause is pure. No matter what obstacle comes our way, we will not break, we will not bend, we will not back down, and I will never stop fighting for you, your family, and our magnificent country. Never.
Okay, thus concludeth the excellent portion of the speech. We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first, while Democrats are trying to distract from the fact that they have a terrible record, but their record is, in fact, terrible, including, of course, a 40-year inflationary spiral, you've heard me talk for a long time about how you can actually save money with PureTalk. PureTalk is half the cost of other big phone providers. Now, you might be thinking, what's the catch? There's no way PureTalk can offer unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $20 a month. I say, well, I mean, just ask the thousands of my other listeners who have already switched over. They're loving America's most dependable 5G network. They love PureTalk's U.S. customer service, the selection of premium phones, the money they are saving month to month. So what exactly are you waiting for? It's time to start supporting companies who share your values, like creating American jobs and supporting our veterans. It's time to switch your cell phone service over to PureTalk. Plus, with no contract and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you've got nothing to lose. Visit puretalk.com/Shapiro to upgrade your cell phone service to America's most dependable 5G network and save an extra 50% off your very first month of coverage. That's puretalk.com/Shapiro today. Again, puretalk.com/Shapiro. Save an extra 50% off your very first month of coverage. I've been using PureTalk myself for years at this point. Their coverage is excellent. And, of course, I am saving money and they don't hate my values. Head over to puretalk.com/Shapiro today to get started. Again, that was like the first 20 minutes. And he should have gone for maybe 10 more minutes talking about how my opponent's policies are wrong. Let me explain all the things that my opponent's policies have done. And you should have done that. Then he should have said, and here's where I left the country. Well, when I left office, here's where the country was and here is what our plans will be. Right, and that takes like 10, 15 minutes, and then he's done. And at that point, you know, that's one of the great campaign speeches in history. Instead, it took a turn. And the reason I feel that this is necessary to point out is because a missed opportunity. So if you feel like a campaign is sort of like a baseball game, and I'm a huge baseball fan. So if you, it's like a baseball game. And if you've ever been to a baseball game where your team is up 3 runs, it's like the 6th inning, and your team has bases loaded, 1 out, and somehow the other team brings in a reliever, they induce a pop-up, and then they induce a strikeout, and you end up getting no runs out of that situation. A bases loaded, 1 out situation, you're already up 3 runs, and you have the opportunity to break the game wide open. Right? One hit breaks the game wide open, taking a walk, a sack fly, right? Something breaks that game open, and you miss the opportunity. You start to have the feeling in the pit of your stomach like this game is not over yet. And there are still a lot of moves left on this particular chessboard. And this is the flaw with what President Trump did last night. Because again, first 20 minutes are like amazing, amazingly good Trump, like the best Trump. And then things take a turn. We're going to get to where things took a turn here for President Trump. And then we're going to get into the actual big story of the day, which is not Trump's speech. That's going to be obliterated by all the news over the weekend because we may have a brand new Democratic presidential candidate by the end of the weekend. We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first, all the uncertainty surrounding Joe Biden's presidency is not great for the stock market, for the economy. You're seeing that also with regard to the French elections, the UK elections. Well, all that uncertainty means you probably should diversify at least a little bit into gold. See, since 1974, Saudi Arabia has sold oil solely in American dollars. That was huge for a global economic dominance. Now they want other options. They, too, are hedging their bets. If there's less demand for the American dollar, what happens to the value? Well, it's reasons like that. I feel it's important to diversify some of your savings into gold. You can do that with the help of Birch Gold. I'm not saying, like, take all your money and put it in gold. I'm saying you should do, like, some. Because right now, qualifying purchases by July 31st are eligible to get a one-of-a-kind, limited-edition golden truth bomb, which is a pretty cool item. The only way to claim your eligibility is by texting Ben to 989898. Protect your savings by diversifying away from the U.S. dollar with gold. Text Ben to 989898. Birch Gold will help you convert an old IRA or 401k into an IRA in gold for no money out of pocket. Right now, qualifying purchases will get a limited edition Golden Truth bomb. You can show it to all your friends. Makes a great paperweight, too. Text Ben to 989898. That's Ben to 989898 today. And ask all of your questions to my friends over at Birch Gold. And then when you're ready to start investing, trust them with your gold investments. Text Ben to 989898 to get started. Alrighty, coming up, we're going to get to the part of the speech where Trump, again, I think missed an opportunity. The airing of grievances began. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned Sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauchs Landscape Supply. If you're a contractor, maintenance company, homeowner, or do-it-yourselfer, Lauchs Landscape Supply is here to help. We offer lots of rental equipment like sod cutters, fiber plates, concrete saws, tile saws, stump grinders, trenchers, even our popular mini-skid loader, and so much more that's available to go to work on your next project. We also offer trucking and delivery service of all types of products, whether it's our garden soil or gravel for your home, builder to level up your land, specified products for your commercial project. We offer multiple size trucks, making your load a payload every day.
time, creating the most cost-effective way to get your load, whether you need a half yard or thousands of yards delivered to your job site. Laux Landscape Supply is here to help with knowledgeable staff that's ready to work. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us 7 days a week at the corner of Dersh, Airport, and Churn Creek Road. And check out our store stocked with all the essentials to help make your yard the envy of the neighborhood. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Sure.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Donald Trump, again, his speech began with, I think, the greatest potential. And then it became, I think, a bit of a missed opportunity. Doesn't mean it wasn't a success in consolidating the base or getting Republicans jazzed or anything like that. It was a missed opportunity because it took a very hard right turn into the grievance fest. Donald Trump's speech, the first part of the speech, just amazing. Just great stuff. Unifying. Excellent. A different Trump than you've seen just in terms of tone and tenor. He looks more subdued because, again, a bullet should change him. And then, about half an hour into the speech, things take a turn. They take a turn precisely when he moves away from his unifying message and toward sort of the festivist portion of the speech, where it's time for the airing of the annual airing of grievances. So here we go.
In an age when our politics too often divide us, now is the time to remember that we are all fellow citizens. We are one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we must not criminalize dissent or demonize political disagreement, which is what's been happening in our country lately at a level that nobody has ever seen before. In that spirit, the Democrat Party should immediately stop weaponizing the justice system and labeling their political opponent as an enemy of democracy. Especially since that is not true. In fact, I am the one saving democracy for the people of our country.
See, now, I agree with what he's saying, but the question is whether it's politically astute for him to be the one saying it. Right? If this is a unifying speech, then immediately going into sort of his grievances against the Democratic Party and the justices, and there are plenty of people on the stage yesterday who did this for him, they didn't have to do this. He should be rising above this. Right? And this, I think, is sort of the problem with where the speech went. And by the way, we're only a minute 30. This sucker went on like another hour. Which means that like only the true diehards stuck around for the whole thing. So just in terms of, you know, the viewership and the optics, my guess is most people had probably tuned out by this point because it was a very, very, very long speech. But again, once he got into it, he almost couldn't get out. So he started talking about the documents case. And again, this is not something that, like, when you sit down at your kitchen table, I don't think you're talking about Donald Trump's documents case. And he's got the bandage on his ear to prove that people hate him, that some people hate him so much they want to kill him. And he's got all the battle scars, like the physical battle scars who showed the thing. And so, again, kind of providing the most divisive vision of himself here provides an opening. This is leaving the bases loaded with one out with no runs in the sixth. That's what this is right here.
And very big news, as you probably just read. On Monday, a major ruling was handed down from a highly respected federal judge in Florida, Eileen Cannon, finding that the prosecutor and the fake documents case against me were totally unconstitutional, and the entire case was thrown out of court. With all of that publicity, thrown out of court.
Okay, again, we're only at like minute 35 now, and the reality is this went on for like another hour. So, we were told in the run-up that he was going to not say Joe Biden's name. He ended up saying Joe Biden's name twice. He went off teleprompter. Now, does any of this have like a major impact? The answer, of course, is no. It's just a missed opportunity. So, the speech was there to do two things. One was to unify the Republican Party. Republican Party is totally unified. So it certainly accomplished that. And you didn't even need the speech to do that because the Republican Party was clearly unified throughout the entire convention. And the first 20 minutes of the speech unified it even further. So in terms of like the dual goals, one was to solidify the base. That one totally fulfilled. Goal number two, which is to reach out to people who might be kind of like Trump curious, I'll say that this was a missed opportunity. But the left's response to all of this is absolute sheer panic. Sheer panic. And you can see it over on MSNBC. It's wild. So I will say, my friend Van Jones, and again, I'm friends with Van Jones. We disagree on a lot of things politically, but Van is an honest broker. Van will actually say the thing that everybody is thinking. He said, and he's correct, on CNN, that he hasn't seen people excited like this since Obama 2008.
The last time I was in a convention that felt like this was Obama 2008. There's something happening where...
You just wrote a headline, by the way.
What's that?
You just wrote a headline, but not comment.
Just like Obama, Trump is showing in this convention he has the capacity to alter the composition of the electorate. That is
the difference between 2008 and now is that Obama was actually popular outside of his own party, and that's not the case.
I don't think you should overstate that.
Yeah, so that's what Axelrod is saying. David Axelrod trying to make the argument differently. But the reality is, again, the enthusiasm for Trump is extraordinarily high. Meanwhile, Democrats are in a state of sheer panic. All of MSNBC was in a state of sheer panic. And they're going back to all their playbooks, and they're not really finding a great narrative. Joy Reid is now slandering, as you would imagine she would, the entire Trump coalition, suggesting that basically they're white supremacists and closeted black and brown white supremacists, which is a weird take.
You've seen this kind of election before. You see the same thing in Hungary. Like, the Orbanism of the party is, it's rooted in returning white Christian men, but also white men and white adjacent men, you know, right. Black men, brown right. men who are like white adjacent in terms of trying to also white be in that dominant position in society. And then you have women who are willing to go along with that, right? There are a certain number of women who are also sure. willing, the trad white sort of thing.
I mean, just she's sympathetic. I mean, like, if that's your attack is going to be on the Trump supporters, that black and brown Trump supporters who, by the way, Trump might win Hispanics this year. I mean, it's that bad for the Democrats that they are white adjacent. I can't imagine why you guys have lost popularity. Joy Reid is the reason for Donald Trump. Meanwhile, Rachel Maddow doing her thing. So she is pointing out that vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance is a Lord of the Rings fan and named one of his companies after a place in Lord of the Rings. And she now claims that this is white supremacy. Okay. Lord of the Rings is white supremacy. Go with that one, guys. It'll be great.
Lord of the Rings is a sort of favorite cosmos for naming things and cultural references for a lot of far-right and alt-right figures, both in Europe and the United States. Peter Thiel names all these things after Tolkien figures and places, like his company Palantir, for example. Like his mentor, like Peter Thiel, who had given him all his jobs in the world, Mr. Vance also, when he founded his own venture capital firm, with help from Peter Thiel, named it after a Lord of the Rings thing. He called it Narnia.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Lord of the Rings. That coded white supremacist text. But everything is white supremacy, according to MSNBC. MSNBC actually said the other night after J.D. Vance spoke and talked about how there are seven generations of Vances who are buried in the family plot, and one day he'll be buried there. They said that that is effectively a form of white male privilege or some such nonsense.
I sort of understand the idea of sharing the burial plot, but it also is, it reveals someone who believes that the history that the family should inherit, and indeed the history that should be determinative in the story of the Vance family, is the history of the Eastern Kentucky Vances, and not the Vances from San Diego, which is where his wife is from and where her Indian parents are from. But in America, it doesn't always have to be the white male lineage that trumps that defines the family history, that branch of the tree supersedes all else. And I just think the construction of this notion reveals a lot about someone who fundamentally believes in the supremacy of whiteness and masculinity.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Well, you wonder why Elon Musk has joined the Republican Party for this election cycle? It's because he tweeted, true, the Democratic Party has moved so far left, the Republican Party is now closest to the center. MSNBC is a giant part of that. Okay. The left's move, the left's breakdown, is the big untold story of the election. But what's happening on the Democratic side is, frankly, significantly more interesting because it's something we have never really seen. A man pursue the nomination, win the nomination, and then be forced by his own party to step out. And that's where we're at with Joe Biden, maybe right now. All right, folks, we've reached the end of today's show. We'll be back Monday with much more. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden's campaign is digging in as calls are growing for him to exit the 2024 race. The New York Times says VP Kamala Harris told major Democratic donors, "We are going to win the election." Former President Trump and his running mate, Senator J.D. Vance, will hold their first joint campaign rally on Saturday at an indoor event in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Vance is scheduled to hold a solo rally in his home state of Ohio on Monday. Businesses and governments worldwide experienced hours-long disruptions Friday as a widespread technology outage affected services across industries. Flights were grounded. Numerous hospitals, small businesses, and government offices were disrupted. Airline passenger Logan Luster says he feels for the people who had their plans ruined.
I feel awful for everybody whose flights are getting canceled. People going to things like funeral, stuff of that situation. This is unacceptable.
At the heart of the massive disruption is CrowdStrike, a cybersecurity firm that provides software to scores of companies worldwide. The company says the problem happened when it deployed a faulty update to computers that were running Microsoft Windows. There's been a delay in implementing a new Louisiana law that requires the Ten Commandments be in school classrooms.
The delay until at least November was agreed to by the state and by parents of various religious backgrounds who are suing against the Christian symbol being placed in classrooms. They say it violates First Amendment language forbidding the government from establishing religion. But backers of the law say the Ten Commandments belong in school since they are a historical part of the foundation of U.S. law.
The Ten Commandments predate Christianity. More on these stories at townhall.com.
They're Trump's most diehard fans in the front row at every Trump rally.
You had to love the United States of America. You had to support Mr. Donald Trump's re-election.
Trump's Front Row Joes is the new two-part documentary, offering the first inside look at the men and women standing shoulder to shoulder with Trump in the greatest political movement in American history.
The kind of basis for all the rallies, there's like dead fans.
Like-minded people following their hero all around the country, exhausting their bank accounts, camping out for days in the freezing cold and scorching heat to support Trump's re-election and make America great again.
The Front Row Joes are very successful, incredible people.
Trump's Front Row Joes, from executive producer Sean Spicer, former White House press secretary and communications director for President Donald J. Trump.
Friendships I've made over the years as a Front Row Joe, it's probably the best part of it.
Don't miss Trump's Front Row Joes. Watch it now. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
In the wake of President Biden's poor debate performance in June, a new poll shows some mixed results about Vice President Kamala Harris becoming president. Correspondent Donna Warder has more on the story.
10 Democrats believe Vice President Kamala Harris would do a good job as president. About 2 in 10 Democrats don't believe she would, and another 2 in 10 say they don't know enough to say. Since President Joe Biden's debate performance in June, some Democrats are looking to Harris to step in and succeed Biden as the party's presidential nominee. But when surveying Americans regardless of party, they're more skeptical of how Harris would perform in the Oval Office. Only 3 in 10 adults say Harris would do well as president. About half say Harris would not do a good job in the role. And 2 in 10 say they don't know enough to say. Donna Warder, Washington.
News and analysis at townhall.com. The Israeli military says a drone that hit a building in Tel Aviv, killing one person, was most likely launched from Yemen.
Israel's military spokesman said this was a drone made by the Iranians, upgraded to extend its range so it could reach Tel Aviv from Yemen. He said the Israelis had detected it, but hadn't tried to shoot it down because of human error. The Houthis are backed by Iran. Earlier, they declared the strike was conducted with a new drone capable of bypassing interception systems. It hit a residential area of Tel Aviv overnight. Israel says it will further assess the situation before it determines how it will respond.
The lights are still coming back on in the Houston area after Hurricane Beryl made landfall on July 8th. The number of residents still without power has shrunk, but it's still in the thousands. As of last check, at least 6,000 customers were still waiting for service to be restored. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Well, folks, the contrast between the Democratic Party and the Republican Party has never been starker in terms of the consolidation of the parties, the unity of the parties going forward than it is on Friday. Because here's the reality. The Republican Party is unified behind President Trump in unique and extraordinary ways, and the Democratic Party might not have a candidate for the presidency come Sunday. That is the huge news over the weekend. Joe Biden may very well drop out this weekend. We're going to get to all of this. First, one thing is clear in the 2024 election. The fight for America's core values is now more important than ever. The Daily Wire, as you know, is on the front lines of the fight. We can't win without you. Join us right now while we're offering 47% off annual memberships. Go to dailywire.com. Use promo code FIGHT at checkout. All right, so we'll begin with the triumphant presentation of Donald Trump as his party's nominee for the third consecutive time, which is an extraordinary feat. It really is. I mean, just on a pure political level. The fact that Donald Trump won in 2016 was astonishing. The fact that he was then the nominee the next time around is natural. The fact that after losing in 2020, he's back in 2024 and the front runner not only for the nomination, now he's the nominee, but also for the presidency itself is an astonishing political feat. It truly is. And the RNC has been about building out the Trump coalition. It's been about providing permission structures for people who historically have not voted Republican and who would not be spotted dead in a red hat to actually vote Republican and wear the red hat. It is an amazing thing. I mean, truly. And you can feel it. You can feel there is a vibe shift in the United States. Tons of people who never would have in a million years said that they're even thinking about voting for Donald Trump are now coming out and saying that they are voting for Donald Trump and supporting Donald Trump. Just take, for example, the tech bros in San Francisco. There are a ton of tech bros in San Francisco who sotto voce are very anti the Democrats because they don't like the wokeness. They don't like the regulation. They think that their economic interests are undermined by Democrats, which they are. And they believe that the meritocracy, which they rely upon, is being destroyed from the inside by the Democratic Party. But for years, they would never out loud say something like, and that's why I'm going to vote for Donald Trump. And now you're starting to see a lot of them say, and that's why I'm going to vote for Donald Trump. You're starting to see this from people pretty much everywhere across the country. Like the dam has now broken. There was such an intimidation about voting for Trump or saying you supported Trump for years and years. In social settings, particularly, again, a lot of our audience is in red states, in red areas. But if you are in a red state, in a blue area or in a blue state or in a purple state, there was this social opprobrium visited upon you if you said that you would even consider voting for Donald Trump. And that seems to be gone at this point. And that is a testament to both the Democrats' incompetence in office, and it's a testament to Donald Trump's campaign thus far, which has been markedly more disciplined than it has ever been. Trump, again, in the last 4 weeks, basically disappeared from the public scene. And as a consequence, I will say, he has had the best 4-week period of any presidential candidate I've ever seen. He had his debate, with Biden, and then he had the brains to stay out of the spotlight while Biden took all incoming because Biden's performance was so incredibly terrible. He did a few rallies here and there, but he mainly let the media focus in on his opponent. And now his opponent is so much on the ropes that he may be gone by this weekend. And of course, there was the assassination attempt against President Trump, in which he did display remarkable physical bravery, getting up while the shooter was presumably still out there. He didn't know the shooter was dead already. Getting up and waving his fist and shouting fight was an amazing scene. So amazing, by the way, that the media are now attempting to blot out the spectacular photo of Donald Trump, blood on his face, holding up his fist beneath an American flag because they think that it helps Trump too much. So the Republican National Convention has been a unity convention, and it's featured a wide variety of people from left to right. As I mentioned on the show a little bit earlier this week, you know, for people who historically have looked at the Republican National Convention as sort of an exposition of conservative values, it's a little disquieting because there's almost nothing that Republicans agree on other than maybe immigration. On foreign policy, wide variety of opinions. On economics, wide variety of opinions. On social policy, wide variety of opinions. So what brings all these people together? Two things. One, an absolute discontent with the left wing, a belief that the left wing is a threat to the country. And two, Donald Trump, who provides, in his sort of singular figure, the ability to unite all of these factions. And, of course, it's had a little bit of razzle-dazzle. So the RNC's final night concluded with Hulk Hogan making a surprise appearance at the RNC. And here was Hulk Hogan introducing Donald Trump.
But what happened last week when they took a shot at my hero? And they tried to kill the next president of the United States. Enough was enough. And I said, let Trumpomania run wild, brother. Let Trumpomania rule again. Let Trumpomania make America great again.
Okay, so listen, that's great showmanship. I mean, it's hilarious. And honestly, like, it's a little silly, but it's also just kind of amazing. A lot of people were making the Idiocracy reference yesterday because, I mean, it looks like something out of Idiocracy. But here's how I view it. Here's how I view it. America is so powerful and so strong. Like, we're such an amazing country that we can have two presidential nominees who are nearly 80 debate about golf for, like, fully a 90-minute debate about golf. And then we can have one of the presidential nominees be introduced by a wrestler who rips off his shirt and then speak for 93 minutes. And he's the front runner. And let me explain something to you. We don't even care. We don't even care, rest of the world. That's right, because we're America. We're America. Okay, so that was the humorous moment of the evening. But, of course, the entire evening was not built around Hulk Hogan, though that was obviously the highlight for people like me. I mean, again, like very, very fun. The highlight, of course, was Donald Trump's appearance. So this is his first major public address, obviously, after being nearly shot. And when he came out, I mean, it was a moment. It was a moment. Again, Donald Trump, there's one thing Donald Trump knows more than anything else, and that is how to put on a show. He's been doing it for his entire career. So here was Donald Trump walking out on stage. And again, this is what political momentum and political unity looks like. Giant screen. It says Trump in the background. He walks out. He's got the bandage on his ear, obviously. And it's a real moment. It's a real moment. So then he gets to his address. And the address accomplishes some things and it fails at others, to be perfectly objective about this. The first 15 to 20 minutes is some of the best Trump you will ever see. The first 15 or 20 minutes, and we're going to play nearly all of it because it really was an incredible, incredible display, is Trump for the first time talking openly about nearly being murdered live on national television when he was shot in the ear in the assassination attempt last Saturday. And it was amazing. I mean, it was Trump subdued. It was all the things that you would want from Trump in this speech. Again, the kind of lead up to this was a unity convention, not just for Republicans, but for the American people more broadly, that it was going to be a moment where Trump said, listen, we all have to come together for all of America, because we're all brothers and sisters and we all have to come together. And he had the impetus to do that. Now, I had suggested earlier in the week that the best thing that Trump could do is that he could come out and he could say, listen, being nearly shot in the head changes a man. And it makes you think about the important things in life. It makes you think about the fact that we're all Americans. And as much as we may disagree on politics, at the end of the day, we're brothers and we're sisters and we all have to be together. And for the first 20 minutes, that's what it was. Unfortunately, the speech was 93 minutes. It's the longest single Republican acceptance speech in history, the longest single Democratic acceptance speech in history. He went off teleprompter an awful lot. So the first 20 minutes, again, great. And then it turned into sort of Donald Trump's campaign presentations. If you've ever been to a Trump campaign event, he gets up there and he basically does a comedy routine and he rambles and he moves around. And that's what it turned into for the last 73 minutes. And so you could see in real time sort of the reaction, even in the room. Listen, everybody loves him in the room. Everyone wants to be president in the room. But 93 minutes is a long time. Stanley Kubrick's Paths of Glory is shorter than 93 minutes. Now, you can watch a solid movie in 93 minutes with, like, Act 1, 2, and 3. And because it was so long, it started to lose momentum. Now, again, maybe that doesn't matter very much because the purpose of the speech is just to unify the party. And if that's the case, then the speech is irrelevant, and it really doesn't matter what he said. What I do believe is that it was a missed opportunity from the perspective of what it could have accomplished, which was to, I think, put the race basically out of reach for the Democrats. I think if he had come out and this speech had been the first 20 minutes and a 5-minute capper, I think this race is over. And it wasn't, not because of anything nefarious or anything terrible, but because President Trump, when he gets in front of a crowd, speaks to the crowd, and then he starts responding to the crowd, and he really likes talking with his constituents. He really likes talking with his fans. Okay, but we need to begin with the part that was most effective. So he started off with exactly this unity message. We were told before the speech, by the way, he was not going to mention President Biden at all. And in the teleprompter, he didn't. And then he got off the teleprompter. And again, just as a matter of optics, as a matter of President Trump at his best, every great moment he had during his presidency, sort of these giant unity moments, was a State of the Union where he stayed on the teleprompter. Teleprompter Trump is much more effective in these scenarios than off teleprompter Trump. So the beginning, he was on the teleprompter, and then he was off teleprompter talking about his personal experience. And again, that part was just phenomenal, just great. For the first 20, 25 minutes, there was fairly universal agreement, right, left, and center, that what Trump was doing was something unprecedented and kind of magnificent. So here was the beginning of his speech.
The discord and division in our society must be healed. We must heal it quickly. As Americans, we are bound together by a single fate and a shared destiny. We rise together or we fall apart. I am running to be president for all of America, not half of America, because there is no victory in winning for half of America.
And that's a great message. It's a great message. And then he gets into, you know, kind of the experience of nearly being assassinated. And this is just, I mean, it's high drama. It's high drama. It's the first time he's spoken about it publicly. He's got the bandage on his ear. So here he was beginning to speak about it.
As you already know, the assassin's bullet came within a quarter of an inch of taking my life. So many people have asked me, what happened? Tell us what happened, please. And therefore, I will tell you exactly what happened. And you'll never hear it from me a second time because it's actually too painful to tell.
Again, I'm not sure I've ever heard a better opening of a presidential speech than that. And then Trump told the story. And I'm just going to let this play in its entirety, basically, because I think it was really effective. And frankly, I think it's fascinating to anybody who follows politics or doesn't follow politics. Like, what's the experience like of nearly being shot in the head? We'll get to more on that in just a second, but first.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home project, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrade? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
All right, coming up, Donald Trump opens his convention speech with some pretty astonishing tale-telling. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Mm-hmm. Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So Donald Trump opened his convention speech in the most unusual and astonishing way. He decided to tell his personal viewpoint of what happened when he was almost assassinated. Now here's President Trump beginning to tell the story.
It was a warm, beautiful day in the early evening in Butler Township in the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Music was loudly playing. And the campaign was doing really well. I went to the stage and the crowd was cheering wildly. Everybody was happy. I began speaking very strongly, powerfully, and happily because I was discussing the great job my administration did on immigration at the southern border. We were very proud of it. Behind me and to the right was a large screen that was displaying a chart of border crossings under my leadership. The numbers were absolutely amazing. In order to see the chart, I started to, like this, turn to my right and was ready to begin. A little bit further turn, which I'm very lucky I didn't do, when I heard a loud whizzing sound and felt something hit me really, really hard on my right ear. I said to myself, wow, what was that? It can only be a bullet. And moved my right hand to my ear, brought it down. My hand was covered with blood, just absolutely blood all over the place. I immediately knew it was very serious, that we were under attack, and in one movement proceeded to drop to the ground. Bullets were continuing to fly as very brave Secret Service agents rushed to the stage, and they really did, they rushed to the stage. These are great people at great risk, I will tell you, and pounced on top of me so that I would be protected. There was blood pouring everywhere, and yet, in a certain way, I felt very safe because I had God on my side. I felt that. The amazing thing is that prior to the shot, if I had not moved my head at that very last instant, the assassin's bullet would have perfectly hit its mark, and I would not be here tonight. We would not be together. The most incredible aspect of what took place on that terrible evening in the fading sun was actually seen later. In almost all cases, as you probably know, and when even a single bullet is fired, just a single bullet, and we had many bullets that were being fired, crowds run for the exits or stampede, but not in this case. It's very unusual. This massive crowd of tens of thousands of people stood by and didn't move an inch. In fact, many of them bravely but automatically stood up looking for where the sniper would be. They knew immediately it was a sniper. And then began pointing at him. You can see that if you look at the group behind me. That was just a small group compared to what was in front. Nobody ran, and by not stampeding, many lives were saved. But that isn't the reason that they didn't move. The reason is that they knew I was in very serious trouble. They saw it. They saw me go down. They saw the blood and thought, actually, most did, that I was dead. They knew it was a shot to the head. They saw the blood. And there's an interesting statistic. The ears are the bloodiest part. If something happens with the ears, they bleed more than any other part of the body. For whatever reason, the doctors told me that. And I said, why is there so much blood? He said, it's the ears. They bleed more. So we learned something, but they just... this beautiful crowd, they didn't want to leave me. They knew I was in trouble. They didn't want to leave me. And you can see that love written all over their faces. So, incredible people. They're incredible people. Bullets were flying over us, yet I felt serene. But now the Secret Service agents were putting themselves in peril. They were in very dangerous territory. Bullets were flying right over them, missing them by a very small amount of inches. And then it all stopped. Our Secret Service sniper, from a much greater distance and with only one bullet used, took the assassin's life, took him out. I'm not supposed to be here tonight. Not supposed to be here.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Yes, you are. 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 Yes, you are.
Thank you. But I'm not. And I'll tell you, I stand before you in this arena only by the grace of Almighty God.
Okay, so obviously the emotion is deeply effective. People can see written across Trump's face exactly what he is feeling. And can see that, I mean, it has to be for any human being, a disturbing experience to have a bullet whiz by you so closely that it hits you in the ear. Alrighty, coming up, more from Donald Trump's story of his near death. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Reading, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals, starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Reading on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the Dip.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlie's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is backed by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
org.org.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Donald Trump, again, he opened his convention speech by telling the story of nearly being assassinated last Saturday, and it was pretty incredible. Trump then continued the story.
And watching the reports over the last few days, many people say it was a providential moment. Probably was. When I rose, surrounded by Secret Service, the crowd was confused because they thought I was dead. And there was great, great sorrow. I could see that on their faces as I looked out. They didn't know I was looking out. They thought it was over. But I could see it, and I wanted to do something to let them know I was okay. I raised my right arm, looked at the thousands and thousands of people that were breathlessly waiting, and started shouting, fight, fight, fight. Once my clenched fist went up, and it was high into the air, you've all seen that, the crowd realized I was okay and roared with pride for our country like no crowd I have ever heard before. Never heard anything like it. For the rest of my life, I will be grateful for the love shown by that giant audience of patriots that stood bravely on that fateful evening in Pennsylvania. Tragically, the shooter claimed the life of one of our fellow Americans, Corey Comparator, unbelievable person, everybody tells me. Unbelievable. And seriously wounded. Two other great warriors, spoke to them today, David Dutch and James Copenhaver, two great people. I also spoke to all three families of these tremendous people. Our love and prayers are with them and always will be. We're never going to forget them. They came for a great rally. They were serious Trumpsters, I want to tell you. They were serious Trumpsters and still are. But Corey, unfortunately, we have to use the past tense. He was incredible. He was a highly respected former fire chief. Respect everybody. Was accompanied by his wife, Helen. Incredible woman. I spoke to her today, devastated. And two precious daughters. He lost his life selflessly acting as a human shield to protect them from flying bullets. He went right over the top of them and was hit. What a fine man he was.
All of this culminated in Donald Trump, after having paid homage to the man who it was in fact killed by a bullet that was meant for Donald Trump, Corey Comparator, and walking over to his firefighting helmet and jacket and giving it a kiss. Now, some of the media were very angry at this. Some of the media were like, oh, my gosh, it's maudlin and it's terrible. It wasn't. It was great. Because, again, Comparator was a Trump supporter. Comparator also happened to be a person who heroically saved his family from an assassin's bullet by shielding them with his body. And Trump expressing his appreciation in what will be his most watched speech of the campaign was a truly great moment.
I want to thank the fire department and the family for sending his helmet, his outfit, and it was just something, and they're going to do something very special when they get it. But we did something which cannot match what happened, not even close. But I am very proud to say that over the past few days, we've raised $6.3 million. For the families of David, James, and Corey, including from a friend of mine, just called up. He sent me a check right here. I just got it. $1 million. From Dan Newland. Thank you, Dan. And again, when speaking to the family, I told them, I said, well, I'm going to be sending you a lot of money, but it can't compensate. They all said the same thing. You're right, sir. We appreciate so much what you're doing, but nothing can take the place in the case of Corey and the other two. By the way, they were very, very seriously injured, but now they're doing very well. They're going to be okay. They're going to be doing very well.
And then he continued. And again, this is like top-notch Trump. This is like as good as it gets. He observed a moment of silence, and he talked about how the spirit of bravery is the spirit of achievement. That's the spirit of America. And this is really, really good stuff, like really great stuff here from President Trump.
So now I ask that we observe a moment of silence in honor of our friend Corey.
And then he, you know, he's standing there, for those who can't see it, and observing a moment of silence. He's very somber in the hall.
There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for others. This is the spirit that forged America in her darkest hours, and this is the love that will lead America back to the summit of human achievement and greatness. This is what we need. Despite such a heinous attack, we unite this evening more determined than ever. I am more determined than ever, and so are you. So is everybody in this room.
I mean, it's a great moment. It's great. Just politically speaking, it's great. You know, for the mood of the nation, it's great. He's paraphrasing, obviously, the book of John 15:13. There. Greater love hath no man than this, than a man laid down his life for his friends. That's what he's paraphrasing there. And it's great. I mean, it's just great. And then he continues and he says, our resolve is unbroken.
Our resolve is unbroken and our purpose is unchanged to deliver a government that serves the American people better than ever before. Nothing will stop me in this mission because our vision is righteous and our cause is pure. No matter what obstacle comes our way, we will not break, we will not bend, we will not back down, and I will never stop fighting for you, your family, and our magnificent country. Never.
Okay, thus concludeth the excellent portion of the speech. We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first, while Democrats are trying to distract from the fact that they have a terrible record, but the record is in fact terrible, including, of course, a 40-year inflationary spiral, you've heard me talk for a long time about how you can actually save money with PureTalk. PureTalk is half the cost of other big phone providers. Now you might be thinking, what's the catch? There's no way PureTalk can offer unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $20 a month. I say, well, I mean, just ask the thousands of my other listeners who have already switched over. They're loving America's most dependable 5G network. They love PureTalk's U.S. customer service, their selection of premium phones, the money they are saving month to month. So what exactly are you waiting for? It's time to start supporting companies who share your values, like creating American jobs and supporting our veterans. It's time to switch your cell phone service over to PureTalk. Plus, with no contract and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you've got nothing to lose. Visit puretalk.com/Shapiro to upgrade your cell phone service to America's most dependable 5G network and save an extra 50% off your very first month of coverage. That's puretalk.com/Shapiro today. Again, puretalk.com/Shapiro. Save an extra 50% off your very first month of coverage. I've been using PureTalk myself for years at this point. Their coverage is excellent. And, of course, I am saving money and they don't hate my values. Head over to puretalk.com/Shapiro today to get started. Again, that was like the first 20 minutes. And he should have gone for maybe 10 more minutes talking about how my opponent's policies are wrong. Let me explain all the things that my opponent's policies have done. And you should have done that. And he should have said, and here's where I left the country. Well, when I left office, here's where the country was and here is what our plans will be. Right? And that takes like 10, 15 minutes, and then he's done. And at that point, you know, that's one of the great campaign speeches in history. Instead, it took a turn. And the reason I feel that this is necessary to point out is because a missed opportunity. So if you feel like a campaign is sort of like a baseball game, and I'm a huge baseball fan. So if you, it's like a baseball game. And if you've ever been to a baseball game where your team is up 3 runs, and it's like the 6th inning, and your team has bases loaded, 1 out, and somehow the other team brings in a reliever, they induce a pop-up, and then they induce a strikeout, and you end up getting no runs out of that situation. A bases loaded, 1 out situation, you're already up 3 runs, and you have the opportunity to break the game wide open. Right? One hit breaks the game wide open, taking a walk, a sack fly, right? Something breaks that game open, and you miss the opportunity. You start to have the feeling in the pit of your stomach like this game is not over yet. And there are still a lot of moves left on this particular chessboard. And this is the flaw with what President Trump did last night. Because again, first 20 minutes are like amazing, amazingly good Trump, like the best Trump. And then things take a turn. We're going to get to where things took a turn here for President Trump. And then we're going to get into the actual big story of the day, which is not Trump's speech. That's going to be obliterated by all the news over the weekend because we may have a brand new Democratic presidential candidate by the end of the weekend. We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first, all the uncertainty surrounding Joe Biden's presidency is not great for the stock market, for the economy. You're seeing that also with regard to the French elections, the UK elections. Well, all that uncertainty means you probably should diversify at least a little bit into gold. See, since 1974, Saudi Arabia has sold oil solely in American dollars. That was huge for a global economic dominance. Now they want other options. They, too, are hedging their bets. If there's less demand for the American dollar, what happens to the value? Well, it's reasons like that. I feel it's important to diversify some of your savings into gold. You can do that with the help of Birch Gold. I'm not saying, like, take all your money and put it in gold. I'm saying you should do, like, some. Because right now, qualifying purchases by July 31st are eligible to get a one-of-a-kind, limited-edition golden truth bomb, which is a pretty cool item. The only way to claim your eligibility is by texting Ben to 989898. Protect your savings by diversifying away from the U.S. dollar with gold. Text Ben to 989898. Birch Gold will help you convert an old IRA or 401k into an IRA in gold for no money out of pocket. Right now, qualifying purchases will get a limited edition golden truth bomb. You can show it to all your friends. It's a great paperweight, too. Text Ben to 989898. That's Ben to 989898 today. And ask all of your questions to my friends over at Birch Gold. And then when you're ready to start investing, trust them with your gold investments. Text Ben to 989898 to get started. All right, coming up, we're going to get to the part of the speech where Trump, again, I think missed an opportunity. The airing of grievances began. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauchs Landscape Supply. If you're a contractor, maintenance company, homeowner, or the do-it-yourselfer, Lauchs Landscape Supply is here to help. We offer lots of rental equipment like side cutters, fiber plates, concrete saws, tile saws, stump grinders, trenchers, even our popular mini-skid loader, and so much more that's available to go to work on your next project. We also offer trucking and delivery service of all types of products, whether it's our garden soil or gravel for your home, builder to level up your land, specified products for your commercial project. We offer multiple size trucks, making your load a payload every time, creating the most cost-effective way to get your load, whether you need a half yard or thousands of yards delivered to your job site. Lauchs Landscape Supply is here to help with knowledgeable staff that's ready to work. Find us on the web at LauchsLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us 7 days a week at the corner of Dersh, Airport, and Churn Creek Road. And check out our store stocked with all the essentials to help make your yard the envy of the neighborhood. Lauchs Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the Dip.
FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Butcher.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Donald Trump, again, his speech began with, I think, the greatest potential. And then it became, I think, a bit of a missed opportunity. Doesn't mean it wasn't a success in consolidating the base or getting Republicans jazzed or anything like that. It was a missed opportunity because it took a very hard right turn into the grievance fest. Donald Trump's speech, the first part of his speech, just amazing. Just great stuff. Unifying. Excellent. A different Trump than you've seen just in terms of tone and tenor. He looks more subdued because, again, a bullet should change him. And then, about half an hour into the speech, things take a turn. They take a turn precisely when he moves away from his unifying message and toward sort of the festivist portion of the speech, where it's time for the airing of the annual airing of grievances. So here we go.
In an age when our politics too often divide us, now is the time to remember that we are all fellow citizens. We are one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we must not criminalize dissent or demonize political disagreement, which is what's been happening in our country lately at a level that nobody has ever seen before. In that spirit, the Democrat Party should immediately stop weaponizing the justice system and labeling their political opponent as an enemy of democracy. Especially since that is not true. In fact, I am the one saving democracy for the people of our country.
See, now, I agree with what he's saying, but the question is whether it's politically astute for him to be the one saying it. Right? If this is a unifying speech, then immediately going into sort of his grievances against the Democratic Party and the justices, and there are plenty of people on the stage yesterday who did this for him. He didn't have to do this. He should be rising above this. Right? And this, I think, is sort of the problem with where the speech went. And by the way, we're only a minute 30. This sucker went on like another hour. Which means that like only the true diehards stuck around for the whole thing. So just in terms of, you know, the viewership and the optics, my guess is most people had probably tuned out by this point because it was a very, very, very long speech. But again, once he got into it, he almost couldn't get out. So he started talking about the documents case. And again, this is not something that, like, when you sit down at your kitchen table, I don't think you're talking about Donald Trump's documents case. And he's got the bandage on his ear to prove that people hate him, that some people hate him so much they want to kill him. And he's got all the battle scars, like the physical battle scars who showed the thing. And so, again, kind of providing the most divisive vision of himself here provides an opening. This is leaving the bases loaded with one out with no runs in the sixth. That's what this is right here.
And very big news, as you probably just read. On Monday, a major ruling was handed down from a highly respected federal judge in Florida, Eileen Cannon, finding that the prosecutor and the fake documents case against me were totally unconstitutional, and the entire case was thrown out of court. With all of that publicity, thrown out of court.
Okay, again, we're only at like minute 35 now, and the reality is this went on for like another hour. So, we were told in the run-up that he was going to not say Joe Biden's name. He ended up saying Joe Biden's name twice. He went off teleprompter. Now, does any of this have like a major impact? The answer, of course, is no. It's just a missed opportunity. So, the speech was there to do two things. One was to unify the Republican Party. Republican Party is totally unified. So it certainly accomplished that. And he didn't even need the speech to do that because the Republican Party was clearly unified throughout the entire convention. And the first 20 minutes of the speech unified it even further. So in terms of like the dual goals, one was to solidify the base. That one totally fulfilled. Goal number two, which is to reach out to people who might be kind of like Trump curious. I'll say that this was a missed opportunity. But the left's response to all of this is absolute sheer panic. Sheer panic. And you can see it over on MSNBC. It's wild. So I will say, my friend Van Jones, and again, I'm friends with Van Jones. We disagree on a lot of things politically, but Van is an honest broker. Van will actually say the thing that everybody is thinking. He said, and he's correct, on CNN, that he hasn't seen people excited like this since Obama 2008.
The last time I was in a convention that felt like this was Obama 2008. There's something happening where...
You just wrote a headline, by the way.
What's that?
You just wrote a headline without comment.
Just like Obama, Trump is showing in this convention he has the capacity to alter the composition of the electorate. That is
the difference between 2008 and now is that Obama was actually popular outside of his own party, and that's not the case.
I don't think you should overstate that.
Yeah, so that's what Axelrod is saying. David Axelrod trying to make the argument differently. But the reality is, again, the enthusiasm for Trump is extraordinarily high. Meanwhile, Democrats are in a state of sheer panic. All of MSNBC was in a state of sheer panic. And they're going back to all their playbooks, and they're not really finding a great narrative. Joy Reid is now slandering, as you would imagine she would, the entire Trump coalition, suggesting that basically they're white supremacists and closeted black and brown white supremacists, which is a weird take.
You've seen this kind of election before. You see the same thing in Hungary. Like, the Orbanism of the party is it's rooted in returning white Christian men, but also white men, white adjacent men, you know, right. Black men, brown right. men who are like white adjacent in terms of trying to also white be Jesus. In that dominant position in society. And then you have women who are willing to go along with that, right? There are a certain number of women who are also willing to trad white sort of thing.
I mean, just she's sympathetic. I mean, like, if that's your attack is going to be on the Trump supporters, that black and brown Trump supporters who, by the way, Trump might win Hispanics this year. I mean, it's that bad for the Democrats that they are white adjacent. I can't imagine why you guys have lost popularity. Joy Reid is the reason for Donald Trump. Meanwhile, Rachel Maddow doing her thing. So she is pointing out that vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance is a Lord of the Rings fan and named one of his companies after a place in Lord of the Rings. And she now claims that this is white supremacy. Okay. Lord of the Rings is white supremacy. Go with that one, guys. It'll be great.
Lord of the Rings is a sort of favorite cosmos for naming things and cultural references for a lot of far-right and alt-right figures, both in Europe and the United States. Peter Thiel names all these things after Tolkien figures and places, like his company Palantir, for example. Like his mentor, like Peter Thiel, who had given him all his jobs in the world, Mr. Vance also, when he founded his own venture capital firm with help from Peter Thiel, named it after a Lord of the Rings thing. He called it Narnia.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Lord of the Rings. That coded white supremacist text. But everything is white supremacy, according to MSNBC. MSNBC actually said the other night after J.D. Vance spoke and talked about how there are seven generations of Vances who are buried in the family plot, and one day he'll be buried there. They said that that is effectively a form of white male privilege or some such nonsense.
I sort of understand the idea of sharing the burial plot, but it also is, it reveals someone who believes that the history that the family should inherit, and indeed the history that should be determinative in the story of the Vance family, is the history of the Eastern Kentucky Vances, and not the Vances from San Diego, which is where his wife is from and where her Indian parents are from. But in America, it doesn't always have to be the white male lineage that Trump's that defines the family history, that branch of the tree supersedes all else. And I just think the construction of this notion reveals a lot about someone who fundamentally believes in the supremacy of whiteness and masculinity.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Well, you wonder why Elon Musk has joined the Republican Party for this election cycle? It's because he tweeted, true, the Democratic Party has moved so far left, the Republican Party is now closest to the center. MSNBC is a giant part of that. The left's move, the left's breakdown, is the big untold story of the election. But what's happening on the Democratic side is, frankly, significantly more interesting because it's something we have never really seen. A man pursue the nomination, win the nomination, and then be forced by his own party to step out. And that's where we're at with Joe Biden, maybe right now. All right, folks, we've reached the end of today's show. We'll be back Monday with much more. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Sheila Jackson Lee has passed away. The longtime Democratic congresswoman from Texas announced in June that she was battling pancreatic cancer. She was among the first women to graduate from Yale University and was chief deputy whip for House Democrats at the time of her death. Ms. Lee was 74 years old. The impact of a bad software update affects millions across the globe.
The update from cybersecurity company CrowdStrike affected customers running Microsoft Windows. It impacted the hospital in California where this nurse, Jackie, works.
Computers are black. We have the screen of death. We do have wound camera phones that are iPhones, which we're allowed to give medications on.
Audio from TMX. Government offices and businesses were slowed down. So were airports. Logan Luster was trying to fly out of Dallas.
They're actually doing everything on paper, which is what's taking so long.
All the chaos had air traveler Niebert David thinking.
Maybe we need to have a backup plan.
There were delays getting into the U.S. because of the outage at the borders with Mexico and Canada. I'm Ed Donahue.
A Russian court convicts U.S. reporter Evan Gerskovich of espionage after a trial widely seen as politically motivated.
Court judge Andrei Mineyev rules that Gerskovich is guilty of committing a crime under Article 276. Of the Russian Criminal Code and sentences him to imprisonment for a term of 16 years. The conclusion of the trial could potentially clear the way for a prisoner swap between Moscow and Washington. The publisher of the journal called it a disgraceful sham conviction. Gerskovich, his head shaved, looked calm as he stood in a defendant's cage in the regional court and listened impassively to the verdict. When the judge asked if he understood it, the journalist replied yes. I'm Charles Villadesma.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you just grin and bear it or bite the bullet when it comes to everyday pain, don't. Try Relief Factor, a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. It's 100% drug-free, it's developed by doctors. In 3 weeks or less, you'll know whether it works for you like it works for me. Try Relief Factor for yourself. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
What does it take for organizations to triumph? It takes the trust of people like you. And that's why an estimated 14 million givers look for the ECFA seal. Over 2,700 leading ministries across the U.S. display ECFA's seal, demonstrating that they live up to biblical standards of financial accountability, responsible governance, and trust. So next time you donate, look for the ECFA seal, a widely recognized symbol of trust. Visit ecfa.org/trust to learn more.
Bus and subway operators around the country are trying to deal with rising crime on the job. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
A guy came from running in the back of that alley, jumped on the bus and said, get down, get down. Another car came around the bus, did a 360 and started coming towards the bus. It happened right here.
Columbus, Ohio bus driver Letitia Wright is talking about a shooting that happened last year in August when she was on the job. Transit workers around the country are trying to deal with the stress and anxiety over a rise in violent crime on subways and buses. Some of their unions are now offering yoga and relaxation classes. Transit workers are also learning de-escalation techniques. I'm Donna Warder.
At least two people have died, more than two dozen hospitalized in an outbreak of listeria food poisoning linked to meat sliced at grocery store deli counters. News and analysis at townhall.com. Chicago is getting ready to host the Democratic National Convention.
Milwaukee, which hosted the Republican National Convention, has wrapped up its week in the national spotlight with lessons for Chicago, which hosts the Democratic National Convention next month. The crowds in Chicago are expected to be much bigger, about 50,000 visitors. Activists predict tens of thousands of people will show up at demonstrations. Chicago police have been getting additional training. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman has some advice. Get lots of sleep, drink lots of water, make sure you understand your roles. The Democratic National Convention begins August 19th in Chicago. I'm Rita Foley.
There'll be another visit from the Biden administration in Wisconsin next week. Reportedly, Vice President Kamala Harris will visit Milwaukee Tuesday. This will be Harris's fifth visit to Wisconsin so far this year. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
And Matt Walsh Show. According to many reports, Democrats are on the verge of finally pushing Biden out, but the whole premise of this campaign to oust Biden has been false from the beginning. They're pretending that they just learned he's senile, but they've known all along and have been covering it up. Also, Donald Trump delivers a riveting description of his assassination attempt during a speech at the convention last night. More companies are abandoning their DEI initiatives, and a new poll shows just how widespread Trump assassination conspiracy theories are on the left. All of that and more today on the Matt Walsh Show. Last night, less than a week after an assassin nearly ended his life, Donald Trump delivered a marathon acceptance speech to close out the Republican convention. It began with a riveting description of his experience on Saturday. That section of the speech was, I think we can say with confidence, the most compelling thing to ever happen during a speech at a political convention. Trump seemed like himself, but also like a different man at the same time. He was clearly grateful to God that he's still with us, and he seemed to relish every moment that he had with the crowd. And that would explain why, at 92 minutes, Trump's speech was the longest nomination acceptance speech in the history of this country. And I believe that the speeches that rank number 2 and 3 on that list also belong to Donald Trump. He even pointed to the same immigration chart that helped save his life on Saturday, and he appeared to pick up right where he left off in Butler. The address was heartfelt. It was unifying, especially by the standards of a Trump speech, and it was yet more bad news for Democrats hoping to win any contested election in November, anywhere on the ballot, really. Donald Trump is a nominee who enjoys, without question, the support of a unified party and tens of millions of devoted supporters all over the country, which is certainly not something we could say for Joe Biden. We cannot say that at all about the man who is, at least for now, running against Donald Trump. At this point, the contrast between the two candidates is as clear and as unfavorable for Joe Biden as it could possibly be. Joe Biden is not compos mentis, let's say. He's not humble, nor has he ever been humble. He doesn't have the support of his own party or longtime friends and allies. He doesn't have the support of any of them. Everyone from George Clooney to Nancy Pelosi, now Barack Obama, have all knifed him in the back. And now, according to the New York Times and various other outlets across the political spectrum, Biden's finally considering dropping out of the race, supposedly. Newsmax's Mark Halperin has gone further with his reporting, claiming that Biden has already made the decision to step aside. Now it's just a matter of when. Watch.
Carl, according to multiple Democratic sources, this is happening all of a sudden. Everyone said it would happen gradually and then all at once, and that's what's happening. According to my sources, President Biden has agreed to step down as a Democratic nominee.
Oh, man.
It will happen as early as this weekend. A speech has been drafted for him. He will continue on as president, is his intention. He also will not, I'm told, endorse Vice President Harris as his successor. They're hoping that he will endorse an open process in which the convention will be open to Vice President Harris and a few other candidates.
Now, this is obviously a fast-moving situation, and it's quite possible that any moment now Joe Biden will announce he's stepping aside. Then again, it's possible that all of these reports are planted by Barack Obama's team to further pressure Biden to quit the race. And that could actually mean that Joe Biden entrenches himself even further and refuses to. But in either event, in any event, it is a humiliating situation for Joe Biden and his inner circle of advisors, which now consists of an openly corrupt crackhead and a narcissistic fake doctor with an education degree. That's pretty much it. All this to say, it's still technically conceivable that Joe Biden, without any support from his own voters or colleagues and without any money from donors, will somehow power through this and power through the dementia and everything else and cobble together something that resembles a presidential run. That campaign would be like watching the Hindenburg in slow motion, and it's not especially likely at this moment, I don't think, but the possibility is there, at least for now. And with all this drama, which is unprecedented in modern politics, it's important to understand one point about all this palace intrigue. None of it is about the fact that Joe Biden is old and senile. Like, that's the claim you're hearing, but it's just not true. The premise is false. Democrats are not calling on Joe Biden to step aside because they just discovered that he has dementia. They've known that all along. So has the media. And that's the same reason that you and I knew it. We knew it just by watching him. And so, of course, the people closest to him knew it even more, and the media also knew it. But they were perfectly ready and willing to install Joe Biden for another 4 years, knowing very well that he cannot do the job. The only thing that's changed is public awareness of the extent of Biden's mental decline, something that should have been obvious to the public also all along. But it wasn't obvious to everyone, I guess, because Democrats went to great lengths to obscure information about Biden's mental status from voters. The self-described defenders of democracy took it upon themselves to lie and deceive the electorate so that they could keep their puppet in power. But the debate, which happened a couple weeks ago, of course, revealed everything they've been trying to hide. And Donald Trump, by the grace of God, was not assassinated last weekend. So here we are. Democrats have no choice but to turn on Biden. I'll have more to say on this in just a minute after a word from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home project, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrade? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
They're engaging in a historic effort, post-primary season, but pre-convention, to oust their party's democratically chosen candidate from their ticket. And if this effort succeeds, it'll set quite a precedent for the Democrats. It'll mean that winning the Democrats' presidential primary comes with an asterisk, which is that, you know, the voter's decision doesn't really matter. It's not final. The party elites can remove you at any time if they want to. This is what they're going for. And they're all in at this point. Pretty much every significant politician in the party has made it clear at this point that they want Biden gone. At the same time, Democrats also appear to be trying to cover up the extent to which they lied about Biden's senility for the past several years, the extent to which they knew it but didn't tell us. And they're doing all of that quietly but very aggressively. As Trump was speaking last night in Milwaukee, Joe Biden's DOJ filed a motion in court to oppose the public release of audio tapes of Biden's interview with special counsel Robert Hur. That interview, you may remember, involved Joe Biden repeatedly forgetting key biographical details about his own life, including the year his son died. It was an interview that went so poorly that Hur decided Joe Biden was effectively incapable of being prosecuted because the jury would sympathize with his senility. He was not mentally competent to stand trial, which, of course, raises the question about how is he mentally competent to sit in the Oval Office. But as Trump delivered his acceptance speech at the RNC, the DOJ claimed that the audio of that interview can't be released due to, quote, pending investigations and reasonably anticipated future investigations. But that doesn't make sense. I mean, the transcript is already available. Herr has already testified about his interview with Biden. And the audio was clearly newsworthy and relevant to the public interest because it would show the extent of the mental decline of the President of the United States. The only conceivable reason to hide the audio when, again, the transcript has already been made public, the only conceivable reason to hide the audio from the public at this point is if it's different from the transcript that the DOJ released. So that would make sense if they're trying to hide it in that case. Did the DOJ sanitize the transcript in any way? Does the audio contain damning evidence of Joe Biden's mental decline that hasn't been revealed publicly yet? Those are fair questions. And at this hour, the DOJ is doing everything it can to avoid answering them. At this point, it's fair to conclude that they're not simply covering up Joe Biden's senility. They're covering up their role in covering up Joe Biden's senility. So the cover-up is worse than the crime, as they say. So then what do we say about the cover-up of the cover-up? You might remember that just a few months ago, Adam Schiff, who has now publicly called on Biden to step aside, grilled Robert Herr about his comments in his report about Joe Biden's obvious cognitive failures. Schiff suggested that Herr had completely made up his observations about Biden because he wanted to hurt Biden politically. Watch.
What is in the rules, Mr. Herr, what is in the rules is you don't gratuitously do things to prejudice the subject of an investigation when you're declining to prosecute. You don't gratuitously add language that you know will be useful in a political campaign. You were not born yesterday. You understood exactly what you were doing. It was a choice. You certainly didn't have to include that language. You could have said, vis-a-vis the documents that were found at the university, the president did not recall. There is nothing more common. You know this. I know this. There is nothing more common with a witness of any age when asked about events that are years old to say, I do not recall. Indeed, they're instructed by their attorney to do that if they have any question about it. You understood that. You made a choice. That was a political choice. It was the wrong choice. Mr. Chairman, I yield back.
Gentleman yields back. Gentleman from Arizona, did the special counsel wish to respond to that final question?
Yes, Congressman. What you are suggesting is that I shape, sanitize, omit portions of my reasoning and explanation of the Attorney General for political reasons.
No, I suggest that you not shape your report for political reasons, which is what you did.
That did not happen, Congressman. That did not happen.
Well, that was a few months ago, and now, just a few months later, Schiff admits that Joe Biden has major cognitive issues and needs to step aside. But of course, nothing changed with Joe Biden in the past few months. Adam Schiff knew during that hearing that everything Herr said in his report was accurate. Yet he was hoping to deceive the electorate for long enough to keep the Democrats' puppet in office. But we're still not allowed to listen to the audio of Biden's interview with Herr, probably because that would be even worse for Biden than the transcript, in whatever way. Again, maybe they changed the transcript. Maybe it's just they're worried about the experience of actually listening to that and how it's even more disturbing than reading it. Either way, the cover-up continues. Even as Democrats admit what we knew all along, they're still hiding information from us. We'll be right back with more after a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Do these three words make you cringe? Calcium oxalate stones. If so, then this message will be a huge relief because now there's a kidney health supplement that has shown in laboratory tests to reduce the rate of calcium oxalate crystal growth by 99%. That's right, 99%. It's called KidneyCop, Calcium Oxalate Protector, and nothing else comes close to its success. In fact, it has a 100% satisfaction guarantee. KidneyCop is so innovative, it's been awarded 5 U.S. patents, is recommended by doctors and pharmacists, and is winning rave reviews from people all over the country. You can be one of them. KidneyCop is super affordable. You can purchase affordable KidneyCop today by visiting Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com. If you cringe when you hear the words calcium oxalate and you worry about reoccurrence, then you need KidneyCop right away. Purchase KidneyCop today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com.
These statements have not been reviewed by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Sponsored by Calcium Oxalate Labs, Inc.
We'll be back with the Matt Walsh Show in just a minute. Don't go anywhere.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairers will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Reading Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Financial and tax professional.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show. But there is some video that Democrats can't hide because it's all over the internet. For months, Democrats told us that Joe Biden was fine and that only right-wing propaganda outlets would claim otherwise. Here's one of my favorite before and after videos showing MSNBC's Nicole Wallace pre-debate and post-debate. So she begins by saying it's a cheap fake to say that Joe Biden was lost on stage at a fundraiser, even though the video clearly shows that he was frozen until Barack Obama led him away. This was a fundraiser that George Clooney attended and said that Biden was visibly, just out of it for the whole night. And then post-debate, she's talking ominously about how Joe Biden has lost the support of his party. Watch.
There's a growing and insidious trend in right-wing media, broadcast, print, and social media. It is to take highly misleading and selectively edited videos of President Biden directly from Republican National Committee social media accounts and then use those videos to spread messages virally to cast doubt on President Biden's fitness for office. Here is this headline from the New York Post, quote, Biden appears to freeze up, has to be led off stage by Obama at Megabucks LA fundraiser. The full video posted by Biden finance chair on Twitter shows something entirely different. Biden reacting to applause and then walking off stage with former President Obama. And there is a conversation happening inside Biden's circle, and certainly a much more frank conversation happening inside the Democratic coalition. And I think there will be stories of a lot of concern about the performance tonight. And I think what...
When you say conversations happening, what do you mean?
I think people are talking. I think the conversations range from whether he should be in this race tomorrow morning to what was wrong with him.
So in the span of about a week, videos of Joe Biden's decline went from an insidious trend to something Democrats couldn't deny anymore. This is the kind of whiplash you get if you watch MSNBC. But the fact that Democrat Party propagandists even tried to deceive their viewers like this in the first place tells you everything you need to know about their views on democracy. They don't believe the voters have a right to know anything. They'll lie to their faces again and again with no shame whatsoever. Not a single Democrat politician or media personality has apologized for lying deliberately about Joe Biden's incompetence for the past few years. Nancy Pelosi, who's now pressuring Biden to step aside, certainly has not apologized, nor is she capable of doing so. Pelosi was telling us just a year ago that Joe Biden's age was irrelevant and that he's youthful like a kid. Watch.
I couldn't be prouder of him. And again, we're very fortunate that he is in that position. Again, age is relative. I was in L.A. For some Democratic stuff recently, and I met with Norman Lear, who's 100, going on 101. He was telling me some new shows he was involved in. I was meeting with Frank Gehry, a 90-something architect, showing me new buildings he's building throughout the world. And they were like, 80? He's a kid. But again, it's relative. He's younger than I am, so he's a kid to me as well, the president. So I'm very excited about the reelection of the president. His Bidenomics are very kitchen table issues. How do we address the kitchen table concerns of America's working families?
Yeah, Biden is, he's younger than someone who's 100, and so therefore he's basically a kid. Just a kid to Nancy Pelosi because, he's 80 years old and she's 3 years older than he is. Now, the problem is that people's brains don't all age the same way. Some people develop dementia by the age of 80. Some people don't. Everybody starts to decline physically and mentally as they get into their 80s, though. It happens to everybody. Your chance of developing dementia increases, exponentially with each year into your 80s. And Nancy Pelosi knew when she gave that interview that Joe Biden had developed dementia. But she laughed it off. So did Joe Scarborough. And now both of them have the new memo, and they're saying the exact opposite. They're shocked by the extent of the decline. And speaking of Scarborough, his about face is actually one of the more striking ones. I played some of these videos before, but it's worth repeating because of how over the top it was. So 4 months ago, Scarborough was saying that Biden is sharper than he's ever been, than he's ever been at 81. Even after the debate, Scarborough was defending Biden. Now he's saying he has to go. So here's the before and after watch.
But comparing that guy's mental state, I've said it for years now, he's cogent. But I undersold him when I said he was cogent. He's far beyond cogent. In fact, I think he's better than he's ever been intellectually, analytically. And when your top fundraiser over the past 5, 6, 7, 8 years is telling you the money's gone, the donors have all gone away, you know, it's really incumbent on people that are around Joe Biden to step up at this point and help the president and help the man they love. And do the right thing. This is not going to end well if it continues to drag out.
Yeah, I know Joe Scarborough is obviously impervious to embarrassment, but if we, if we had a media with any self-respect at all, then Scarborough would not have a job right now. I mean, for many reasons, but just on that alone, like looking into the camera and claiming that Joe Biden is better than he's ever been. We could all see him collapsing and that he had been succumbed to senility completely. It's just, you have no credibility after that. But I guess you're on MSNBC, so credibility is besides the point. So whether it's Joe Scarborough or Nancy Pelosi or Adam Schiff or the DOJ, all of these people know exactly what they're doing. They engaged in a concerted effort to hide Joe Biden's dementia, and now they're pretending it's a major issue, but only because they can't deny it anymore. This is a cover-up that reveals exactly how much these self-appointed defenders of democracy really care about democracy and this country. They were planning to launch us headlong into a constitutional crisis with a late-stage dementia patient starting a fresh four-year term. This is the same party that rigged a primary against Bernie Sanders and that prevented anyone from debating Joe Biden ahead of the primaries this year. They have no interest in democracy. They don't care what voters want. Whoever they find to replace Biden, remember that their ideal candidate isn't any more competent or intelligent than Joe Biden is right now. Their ideal candidate is one they can control just as easily as they've controlled him. We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, crepe myrtles, and majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale, and all bag soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium
selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Goldleaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale.
.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
America's original butcher. Original butcher.
And we're back with the Matt Walsh Show. Daily Mail says, the beloved tractor firm John Deere has backtracked on its diversity, equity, and inclusion policies in the face of opposition and a damaging boycott from farmers and conservatives. The company said in a statement it would drop socially motivated messaging and diversity quotas and pronoun identification and distance itself from cultural awareness parades. The $61 billion a year firm had come under fire over sponsoring a pride event for children as young as three and other DEI efforts, even as it shuttered plants and sacked American workers. Our customers' trust and confidence in us are of the utmost importance to everyone at John Deere, the company said in a statement. We fully intend to earn it every day in every way we can. Backlash against John Deere echoed a similar boycott against Tractor Supply, a retail chain, and last year's high-profile campaign against Bud Light. Critics had slammed John Deere for supporting the Little Rainbow Run at the Capital City Pride event last month in Des Moines, Iowa, which involved toddlers in the LGBTQ+ festivities. Robbie Starbuck launched a pressure campaign against the firm last week, saying managers had forgotten who their customers are, and now they're reversing that. So that's John Deere. They're reversing their DEI initiatives. And we can pair that nicely, I think, with this story from Daily Wire. Microsoft laid off a diversity, equity, and inclusion team this year with a team leader sending an email saying the initiatives were no longer needed. The email is from an individual whose name has not been released. It's unclear how many team employees were laid off. Quote, true systems change work associated with DEI programs everywhere are no longer business critical or smart as they were in 2020, said the email. The email reportedly said the DEI team was eliminated due to changing business needs. Now, this was all totally inevitable that this was going to happen. DEI was a bubble. You know, it was the bubble of, to end all bubbles, really, in that the value of DEI initiatives, the business value, was not just inflated. You know, this was not just an inflated value. This, it was totally imaginary from the very beginning. There was never any chance at all that DEI would do anything but lose money for these companies. There was never even any coherent, cogent theory as to how they would profit from this. So it was all just fantasy, right? It was all fairy dust from the beginning, this idea that we'll have DEI. And it's not just ideological, no, this is going to make our business stronger. It's good for the business. They could never convey, no company could ever convey how that is exactly. How does this help your business to focus on this kind of stuff? They could never communicate that because it's completely fantastical. And so it was destined to fall apart pretty quickly. Because one thing we know about businesses, and we learn again and again, is that, yeah, you can have businesses that are run by far leftists. You can have businesses that maybe even more likely are run by people who don't care that much ideologically, but see leftism as a profitable virtue signal. All of that can be the case. And that's how we end up with companies, we call them woke companies and everything else. But when it comes down to it, the only thing the business really cares about is making money. That's the only thing they really care about. And if they do anything else, if they, you know, with rare exception, the thing they care about is making money. And if they do anything else, if they present themselves as woke or whatever, it's because ultimately they think that in some way that's going to profit them. If it was not going to be profitable, they wouldn't do it. And there was just never any chance that any of this stuff would be profitable. And so that's why it's falling apart. All right. I want to talk about this finally. Here's a little short viral video that some people are talking about online. There are no audible words in the video, but I'll play it for you and then describe it. Just about 10 seconds long. Here it is. Okay, so it's a video of a young lady crying on camera with the caption, "My mom just came in my room and casually kicked me out. I graduated 2 months ago. Suggestions?" And so this is the very common thing now that we find of young people who are upset about something, and the very first thing they think to do is make a video about it and post it online. Now, this was shared initially on Twitter by Ian Miles Chong as a conservative account, and he says that parents who do this to their kids, parents who kick out their 18-year-old, their kids as soon as they turn 18, are deplorable, he says. And this echoes what has become an increasingly common view on the right. For a while, the kind of stereotypically conservative thing was to say that when a child turns 18, they need to move out of the house and take care of themselves and, you know, learn how to support themselves. But there's been an interesting backlash against that recently, with many conservatives saying that, no, actually, kicking your adult child out of the house is wrong and also not conservative. Because, as they argue, the traditional arrangement is a multi-generational household where child, parent, grandparent all live together. Lauren Chen made this point, and I've seen her make this point several times in the past, but she made this point in response to the video. She tweeted, "The hill I will die on is that kicking your kids out at 18 is toxic, and that if you do that, your kids have no responsibility to look after you or help you in any way as you age." And a lot of people seem to be agreeing with that. Now, I personally look at this a little bit differently, and I kind of think that both sides of the argument, you know, like, should you kick your adult child out of the house or not, but both sides of the argument are missing the point, because there's not enough information in the question. Should you kick your adult child out of the house? Well, it depends, right? It's like asking, should you put your three-year-old in timeout? Well, I mean, it depends. You shouldn't just do it randomly. You shouldn't go and walk into the room right now where your three-year-old is and say, hey, you're in timeout for no reason, unprovoked. But does that mean you never should? Of course not. Like, it depends. So with an adult child, if they're a contributing member of the household, that is, if they are hard workers, if they're respectful of you and your rules and the fact that it is your house and not theirs, if they, again, contribute in some real and substantive and helpful way to the household, if they're putting in nearly as much work or more than you are to keeping everything running, whether that's by having a full-time job and paying, you know, some of their bills or even contributing to some of the bills, the household bills, or by helping in the home in some significant way that isn't just cleaning their room once a week, but actually, you know, depending on your situation in your home, maybe you have an adult child who was 18 or 19 who could be helping in the home in some way, again, in some significant way. And if that's all happening, then in that case, making them leave automatically at 18 is crazy. You know, in that case, if you kick your child out anyway, it's because you just don't want to be around them. Like, that just means you don't like your kid and don't want to spend any time with them. And it's your legal right to kick them out for that reason, but it's not the right thing to do. And I agree with Lauren in that case. They have absolutely no obligation to help you later in life. You know, because that means that you just wanted to do the bare minimum. You did everything you legally had to do, which was keep them around until they're 18 and feed them and clothe them and all that, because you have to. If you didn't, you'd go to prison. But the second you didn't have to anymore, you stopped. And if that's the case, they really don't owe you anything. Like, they don't owe you any gratitude. They don't owe you anything. You just did you did only what you had to not go to prison. Nothing beyond that. And if that's all you give to your kid, then they just, you know, there's no bond there. There's nothing. There's really no debt that they have to you. I'm sorry. And they can just ship you off to the nursing home and put you out of sight and out of mind like you did to them. Maybe they'll choose to forgive. That's always good. But if they don't, well, that's on you. But this scenario that I just described is one that probably doesn't apply to most or even a large preponderance of the cases where an adult child is kicked out of the house. I don't think that's happening very often. It's certainly not common, right? Here's what's more common. And this is what's justified in my view. Not just justified, but necessary, I think. You can and should make your adult child leave your house if they are lazy, non-contributing, not working, whether out of the home or in it, not doing anything productive, not respectful to you and your rules and your house. If they're entitled brats sitting around all day on their phones and whatever, then, yeah, you should kick them out. Does that apply to the girl in the video there? I have no clue. I have absolutely no idea. But I'm speaking in general. If that's the case, then, yeah, you should kick your... Now, it also means that you have gone wrong as a parent, that you've raised a kid that acts like this. But either way, like, your child desperately needs to grow up, and for their own sake, the only way to force that issue is probably the sink or swim method. You know, there does reach a point, and we've all known of cases like this where you have a child of, you know, a child in the sense of a parent, but not a child anymore, an adult, who just refuses to grow up, and you just have to throw them into the deep end, and it's like, okay, start doggy paddling, and you got to start figuring this thing out. And I think that's a lot more common. I think that's more common when you have adult kids who are kicked out of the house. It's more that. And what I will say is that I'm not saying it's never happened. I've never personally encountered a situation where you had a hardworking, contributing, mature adult child in the house who was kicked out anyway. I'm sure it's happened. I've never known that. I've never seen that in person. What I have seen many times is when you have a lazy, good-for-nothing, you know, adult still living at home who should be kicked out but isn't. That, to me, that's a lot more common. Now, I also think that young men, you know, should move out of the house at some point regardless. It's good for them to learn to live on their own, but I don't think you should evict them out of nowhere if they are, as I said, hard workers, respectful, et cetera. But at some point, if you're a young man, I think it's good experience to live on your own for a while before you get married and have a family of your own. Young women, I think, don't necessarily ever have to live on their own. It's perfectly fine for a young woman to go right from living with her parents to living with her husband. But even in that case, she needs to be contributing to the household when she's living with her parents. She cannot be infantilized. She cannot be allowed to be like a lazy bump on a log. You can't, male or female, you cannot allow that. And because, yes, multi-generational households are traditional. That's what you find it in many cultures still today. And historically, that's all there was. But what do you think was happening in a multi-generational household out on the frontier in the 1880s or whenever? Everybody was working. Everybody was pitching in. Everybody was up at dawn doing something. You didn't have a 23-year-old physically capable adult child sitting around all day while the parents did everything. That just didn't happen. It couldn't happen. It would not have happened. It wouldn't be allowed. I mean, if you were a 12-year-old back then, that wouldn't have been allowed. You had to contribute, even as a child, but as an adult, especially so. So that when we talk about multi-generational households, traditionally, that's what we mean. It means that keeping the family together because you want to keep the family together, but also because you need more hands on deck to help around the house, help out on the farm, go hunting, whatever, you know. That's what it used to be. It's just that now when we talk about multi-generational households, in many cases, that's not what's happening. You know, that 23, 24 year old is not out hunting for the family. He's not out on the farm. He's not getting up at 5 a.m. to milk the cows. Like, he's getting up at 10 a.m. and he's on his computer, on his phone all day. That's what it often means. And anyone who would try to position that as some sort of conservative traditional arrangement is just delusional. We'll be right back with more after a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go. and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show. I've already spent enough time this week talking about the left-wing conspiracy theories surrounding Trump's assassination attempt. I'm going to revisit the subject one last time today in order to make a couple of points that I think are important. And the first point is that these theories are not confined to fever swamps of social media anymore. On the left, they are incredibly pervasive. So here's the latest from the Washington Free Beacon on that. Quote, the conspiracy theory has run unabated in Democratic circles following the assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump on Saturday. It posits that Trump staged the shooting for a photo op, that the wound on his ear was caused by something other than an assassin's bullet, and that he was never in mortal danger. It's a baseless conspiracy theory disproven by reams of documentary evidence and eyewitness accounts, and it's a belief held by one-third of the Democratic electorate. One in three registered voters believe it is credible that the shooting Saturday in Butler, Pennsylvania, was staged and not intended to kill Trump, according to a Morning Consult poll released Monday. The findings show that large swaths of the Democratic base have fallen prey to the phenomenon known as BlueAnon, a play on the far-right QAnon conspiracy theory that once gripped portions of the Republican base and served as an obsession of the mainstream media throughout the first Trump administration. So, by the way, it's actually worse than it sounds, because that was by Monday morning, a third of Democrats had already subscribed to this conspiracy theory, and that is before you had prominent Democrats promoting it. And so I think it stands to reason that it's a lot more than a third at this point. Now, this article written by Andrew Kerr at the Free Beacon is correct. The QAnon stuff was an obsession of the mainstream media, but it can't be overstated just how overstated QAnon always was. The vast majority of Republicans had never even heard of it. And the numbers bear that out, reading on, quote, but the Morning Consult poll shows that BlueAnon adherents among the Democratic base far outnumber their QAnon counterparts on the right. The poll showed that 34% of Democratic voters found it either definitely or probably credible that Trump staged Saturday's shooting, with less than half, 45%, saying the conspiracy theory is not credible. By comparison, a widely cited 2021 poll found that only 23% of Republicans were QAnon believers. The article goes on to talk about the slightly less crazy, though still very crazy, version of the conspiracy theory where Trump was hit not by a bullet, but by shards of broken glass. Several prominent members of the media have implied or outright claimed that Trump is being weirdly coy and secretive about his injury because he doesn't want anyone to know that the bullet never came near him. Twitter is full of posts from leftists who see something sinister in the fact that Trump's ear is bandaged. What's going on under that bandage, they ask. Pretty convenient to be wearing a bandage, almost like he's hiding something. He's not fooling me. And the problem with all that is that, first of all, wearing a bandage after you've suffered a bullet wound is just basic hygiene. You want him to not have a bandage on? That's disgusting. You want him to walk around with an open wound in public? Trump's critics apparently expect him to do that, to parade himself around with his open wound fully exposed and on full display. Of course, if he did that, they would accuse him of being showy. But wearing a bandage is also showy, I guess. So apparently there's just no way. There's no way for a man to appear in public after a gunshot wound that isn't problematic, according to the left. Second, as I said yesterday, there is no secret about Trump's injury. He suffered it on live television. Literally billions of people have seen his bleeding, wounded ear. It's perhaps arguably the most widely witnessed injury in the history of the world. And on top of that, multiple official sources, including the Secret Service, that is Biden's Secret Service, have confirmed on the record that Trump was shot in the ear. So we have official confirmation and visual confirmation, but even that's not enough. Much like doubting Thomas in the Gospels, these Democrats need to physically touch Trump's wound in order to be convinced, I guess. Except that even then, they wouldn't be. And if they are convinced, they can then retreat right back into the more outlandish but very popular conspiracy theory that Trump was shot, but it was all staged by Trump himself. And here's the point I want to make about that. We should not be at all surprised to see that this kind of deranged belief, you know, is popular on the left. The media has for years tried to convince us that the right is far more prone to outlandish conspiracy theories, but that has never been true. In fact, outlandish beliefs are extremely common on the left. The theory of Trump staging his own shooting doesn't even make it into the top 10 of craziest nonsense they believe. I mean, this is, after all, the side of the aisle that believes that biological sex doesn't exist, that humans in the womb really aren't human, that racist cops are out hunting black people, the world's going to end any moment from climate change, and so on and so on. So there's a key difference, therefore, between the crazy ideas on the left and the crazy ideas on the right. And I'm not at all denying that there are some crazy ideas on the right. QAnon was, and I think is overstated, as I said, but it was something that some people on the right subscribed to. It was totally crazy the whole time. And not to open this can of worms again, I already have enough people mad at me on the internet this week, but a certain apparently sizable portion of the right believes, for instance, that the moon landing was staged. And that is definitely false, okay? And you know, that's it just is. There was a time when a certain segment of the right seemed to think that every major mass shooting was fake or staged. The term crisis actors was popular for a while. Now, I don't know how widespread any of that was or is, but these are beliefs that are or were held by, you know, more than a few people on my side. But here's the difference. When conservatives veer off into these eccentric and rather ridiculous theories, it's driven most of the time by extreme skepticism in the official narrative and in the authority figures who set that narrative. Now, and the skepticism in general is totally rational and wise. I mean, we've been lied to a lot by these people, and so to be skeptical of them, that's not an irrational thing. The problem is when people assume that the official narrative must necessarily be wrong, and then glom on to some other unofficial narrative that has even less evidence to support it than the official one. So that's when you run into a problem. It's not looking at the official narrative and saying, I don't know about that. It's when you, for no reason other than the fact that it is what most people believe, you reject it, and then you go find some other theory that has no evidence for it, and you, passionately defend that instead. I mean, that is when it becomes irrational. And that seems to be what's happened with, for instance, the moon landing stuff. But the point is that they're starting from a rational place, skepticism, and they're ending every once in a while in an irrational place. And ironically, if they end in an irrational place, it's not because of an overabundant skepticism. Rather, it's because they aren't applying the same skepticism to their alternative theory that they do to the official one. But it is skepticism that first propels somebody in this direction when they're on the right, most of the time. On the other hand, the left's craziest ideas, which we must say are much, much crazier than the right's craziest ideas, are not fueled by skepticism in the official narrative. Indeed, their craziest ideas, especially when it comes to something like gender ideology, often is the official narrative. So for them, the flight into deranged fantasy land happens, well, for two reasons. One is that they rather than having, sometimes overabundance of skepticism, they have an unhealthy faith in whatever they're told by the, so-called experts. And then secondly, at a deeper level, they reject truth as a category. They are relativists. They don't believe that objective truth even exists. People on the right may sometimes deny that something that is true, but they won't deny truth itself. You know, that's a fundamental madness of the left. It's the thing that defines the left. It's what leftism is. It's the categorical rejection of objective truth. And when you reject objective truth, as we've seen, there's no limit to the demented nonsense that you'll come to believe. Even though you have no basis for believing anything at all, since by your worldview, nothing can actually be true, so you can't really believe anything. That's just another layer to the incoherent madness that defines their ideology. And in the middle of all that, a conspiracy theory about Trump's assassination attempt is a relatively minor flight of fancy by comparison. I mean, as crazy as it is, it's downright rational compared to so many of the other beliefs. And that is why these left-wing conspiracy theories are today, for the final time, canceled. That's all we have for today and this week. Have a great weekend. Talk to you on Monday. Until then, Godspeed.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Sheila Jackson Lee has passed away. The longtime Democratic congresswoman from Texas announced in June that she was battling pancreatic cancer. She was among the first women to graduate from Yale University and was chief deputy whip for House Democrats at the time of her death. Ms. Lee was 74 years old. There's been an outbreak of listeria linked to deli meat.
This listeria outbreak is baffling health officials, who note most of those sickened by the bacteria had eaten deli meat that was sliced at the grocery store deli counter. But there are no links yet on which store, which state, and what brand of cold cuts. Although it's reported the cases most commonly involve sliced turkey, ham, and liverwurst. The people who died lived in New Jersey and Illinois, but cases have been found in at least a dozen states. Listeria can be dangerous for people over age 65, pregnant women, and those with weakened immune systems. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A Russian court finds U.S. reporter Evan Gerskovich guilty of espionage on Friday.
The trial was held behind closed doors, and the journal and senior U.S. officials dismissed it as a sham. Russian authorities claim Gershkovich was gathering secret information for American intelligence, but the Kremlin's been accused of detaining several U.S. citizens to use as bargaining chips in prisoner swaps.
The director of the Secret Service will face Congress Monday. Kimberly Cheadle will testify before lawmakers for the first time since the assassination attempt on President Trump. Cheadle's refused calls to resign. She's received wide pushback on her claims that the roof used by the shooter had too steep of a slope and was unsafe for snipers. Photos show multiple police officers standing over the shooter's dead body on a slightly sloped roof. More at townhall.com.
Anyone with everyday aches and pains, I've got a question. What are you missing out on? Probably a lot. So let me tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In about 3 weeks, you'll discover what it's like to feel better. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800, the number 4, RELIEF.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
5-5.
Another culture war, this time in Washington State.
A Christian homeless shelter is challenging a Washington State anti-discrimination law that would require the charity to hire LGBTQ people and others who don't share its religious beliefs. Lawyers for Union Gospel Mission in Yakima asked the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals on Friday to revive a lawsuit dismissed by a lower court. Judges on the panel pressed lawyers for Washington State to disavow enforcement against Union Gospel Mission. The AG's office said it had no information to prompt an investigation now. Washington's anti-discrimination law exempts religious nonprofits. Keith Peters reporting.
Mark Zuckerberg is impressed with former President Trump's shooting response. The Meta CEO told Bloomberg, quote, seeing Trump get up after getting shot in the face and pump his fist in the air with the American flag is one of the most expletive things I've ever seen in my life. He said that's why a lot of people like the guy. News and analysis at townhall.com. An Iranian-made drone sent by Yemen's Houthi rebels strikes Israel Friday.
The strike rumbled through the streets, causing shards of shrapnel to rain down and leave a large explosion radius. The Houthis have launched drones and missiles toward Israel throughout the Israel-Hamas war. But until Friday, all were intercepted by either Israel or Western allies with forces stationed in the region. The Houthis claim its newest drones are capable of permeating Israel's aerial defense system. But Israel attributed the hit to human error. I'm Charles Diladasma.
Former President Trump and his running mate, Senator J.D. Vance, will hold their first joint campaign rally today. The indoor event will be held in Grand Rapids, Michigan, a week after former President Trump was shot in the ear in an assassination attempt. Mr. Trump formally accepted his party's nomination Thursday at the Republican National Convention. Vance is scheduled to hold a solo rally in Ohio on Monday.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauchs Landscape Supply. If you're a contractor, maintenance company, homeowner, or the do-it-yourselfer, Lauchs Landscape Supply is here to help. We offer lots of rental equipment like side cutters, fiber plates, concrete saws, tile saws, stump grinders, trenchers, even our popular mini-skid loader, and so much more that's available to go to work on your next project. We also offer trucking and delivery service of all types of products, whether it's our garden soil or gravel for your home, builder to level up your land, specified products for your commercial project. We offer multiple size trucks, making your load a payload every time, creating the most cost-effective way to get your load, whether you need a half yard or thousands of yards delivered to your job site. Lauchs Landscape Supply is here to help with knowledgeable staff that's ready to work. Find us on the web at LauchsLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us 7 days a week at the corner of Dersh, Airport, and Churn Creek Road. And check out our store stocked with all the essentials to help make your yard the envy of the neighborhood. Lauchs Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs.
family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
But the final scene in the movie The Sum of All Fears, Nessun Dorma, is the musical selection, as all of the deep state figures are killed, blown up in their car, throat slashed by an assassin skulking up on them at their desks at night. Now, whether that was a deliberate selection, a deliberate choice, a conscious element in all of this, that is impossible for me to say. But an interesting coincidence nonetheless, and I think the left, I don't know if they're already panicking at MSDNC, and at CNN they usually are, often over their own gender choices and things like that, but The Sum of All Fears and Nessun Dorma by Puccini, a remarkable ending to a remarkable 4 days, four separate themes on the four separate days, and Make America Great. Once again, that was last night's theme, and a really remarkable night. President Trump's speech, which was the longest speech ever given at a political convention, in American history at least, and it beat out Bill Clinton's longest speech. Bill Clinton's speech was not very well received, though, at his convention, when he had what was previously the longest speech ever delivered at a political convention. He was booed off the stage by his own crowd, by the Democrats at the Democrat convention, with Bill Clinton going on and on and on. And then he finally said, and in conclusion, and the crowd went wild and cheered, like, finally, shut up. But that was not the case last night. President Trump had the crowd eating out of his hand. And there, it was kind of a tale of two speeches. Truth be told, it's been observed already by a lot of people. But his speech started out with one tone, and then he kind of got into the crowd, and the crowd was getting into him. And, you know, President Trump is with his crowds, and on how President Trump's crowds are with him. All kinds of interesting interaction. But a lot of great stuff. He talked about God. He talked about the assassination attempt less than a week ago. Honestly, it's a week ago tomorrow, the assassination attempt. And this is kind of wackadoodle-doo and unsurprising at the same time. About a third of Democrats believe that it's a big conspiracy theory and that it was fabricated, the assassination attempt. They don't believe it. A poll showing that Democrats, they have so little faith, don't they, in anything. And they believe that everything's a lie, in large part, I think, because they're lied to so frequently, and they seem to like it. You know, as Elena Gorakova of the Soviet Union wrote in her book, A Mountain of Crumbs, the rules are simple. They lie to us. We know they're lying. They know we know they're lying. But they keep lying to us, and we keep pretending to believe them. That's one of the bedrock principles of the Democrat Party in 2024. The big lie. They know it's the big lie, but they choose to believe it anyway. Because a lot of mental illness going on out there. Honestly, they talked about it years ago. We didn't listen to them. Turns out it was a cry for help. That whole Obamacare thing. We need more mental health help. We're like, yeah, yeah, whatever. Little did we know, they were talking about themselves. Remarkable things. So it was quite a night last night, and really the last four nights. And it was a great, well-organized, well-executed, if you will, four-day political convention in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Very little in the way of riots. They had their Jew haters show up. You know, their neo-fascist, Nazi, anti-Israel, River to the Sea Democrats in a mob. They showed up. There was one Democrat arrested with a ski mask and gloves and an AK-47. I think it was 95 degrees in Milwaukee, and a mini AK-47 in his backpack. He was arrested by the police, who the Democrats want to defund because they're in favor of the guy with the AK-47, which they say they want to ban. Remarkable things. And I've got a question for you, because there's a lot. Boy, there's a lot to talk about. But here's a question I've got for you. And just talking to my best girl this morning over our porridge. We weren't really having porridge, but over, you know, breakfast and some old eggs and some orange juice and good stuff. And my best girl whipped up a wonderful morning once again, because it's great to be an American, even with the crazy Democrats out there, because things are looking pretty good right now. But here's a query for you. That's a query. It's like a question, but it's a funnier word. And here's the query. If the assassin's bullet had been 2 inches farther to the right, or if President Trump had leaned back instead of turning right, and everything was completely different right now, if we had the Zapruder film from last Saturday instead of what we have with a perforated ear on President Trump and a lot of blood, if that had ended differently, would the Democrats still be looking to get rid of Joe Biden? Or would they be holding on to Joe Biden? It's a more or less academic question at this point, but the front page above the fold, not their lead story. Their lead story today is not Trump fires up a GOP as he has transformed. That's their number two story on the front page. Their number one story on the front page, the Washington Post today, is roiled by doubt and division, comma, top Democrats renew push to replace Biden. But you see, if the assassin's bullet had just been a couple of inches to the right last Saturday, 6 days ago now, not quite 6 days ago, it'll be 6 days ago in the 6 p.m. hour tonight, would the Democrats still be looking to get rid of Joe Biden? Because the Republican Party would be the party in chaos looking for a replacement candidate. And would the Democrats still, or would they just be happy with the sock puppet they have? That's kind of a fun and crazy question, isn't it? Yes, sir. Because it was, you know, the difference between night and day, between history taking this course versus that course, the difference was a difference of 2 inches and a sniper's bullet 6 days ago. But I did think that the Puccini music to close out, and the parallel to the Sum of All Fears movie, where the deep state fascist communists were being killed, neo-Nazis and Russians were being killed for their role in a surreptitious plot to create global war. Interesting selection. President Trump, apparently a big opera fan, and who's not a fan of Puccini, honestly? Better than Cardi B, even. Well, some would say better than Cardi B, but who can say? So there's a lot to talk about. Also, there's more, because, as I said, the lead story, the Washington Post, we've got, will Joe Biden stay or will Joe Biden go? Because, as I think you know, if he goes, there will be trouble, and if he stays, there will be double. It's a remarkable time to be alive and watching what's going on in the world. The Washington Post also on the front page has the headline, at Milwaukee Barbershop, a tapered faith in politics. And you know what that is, because, you know, these white reporters, they love to go to black barbershops because that movie, Barbershop, and they talk about the barbershop in Milwaukee, in the heart of the North Side neighborhood of Bronzeville. And they went in there to talk to the African-American people because, you know, the Democrats, being the party of slavery, they've got the black vote locked up, and they need to keep it. Otherwise, they're permanently in the wilderness, which makes a lot of sense. Also, Evan Gershkovich, the Wall Street Journal reporter, who was kidnapped by Putin, who's a communist, don't let anybody tell you any different, and kidnapped Evan Gershkovich, and he's threatening to put him in prison. Today is sentencing. that's expected to happen while we are on the air sentencing. And will he get 18 years in prison, or will Putin preemptively let him go because he's afraid of Trump? Also, Trump last night said that to Hamas, you guys will let the American hostages go by the time I'm sworn in, or else. And that is a kind of a carryover from Ronald Reagan in 1980, 1981, when the Iranians were holding, at that point, 52 American hostages. By the time Inauguration Day rolled around, 444 days. And the President Trump worldview is a lot different than the Joe Biden worldview. In fact, Joe Biden doesn't really have a worldview. Remarkable stuff. Also, we've got a crazy computer outage around the world. Microsoft and CrowdSource with a crazy outage that I think Boston's Logan Airport is shut down. Airports in Europe shut down. It's a global thing. And they're saying, oh, no, there's no foul play here. This is just a glitch. It's a software issue. But the problem is there is no reason that we should believe what they're saying, because there are a lot of Democrats among them, and they lie all the time. If they're talking, they're lying. Amazing things going on. And so, scratching the surface on some of the things we want to get to today, we remain at 888-630-9625. Welcome to Friday, ladies and gentlemen. The headlines from the Associated Press: Trump urges unity after assassination attempt while proposing sweeping populist agenda in RNC finale. Finale, it's a finale. You got to throw in a little more Italian in there. Fact-checking Donald Trump's RNC speech on immigration, the economy, world affairs, and more. ABC News. Joe Biden, he's the burning bush of truth at ABC News, because they got their lead guy is George Stephanopoulos. He's a Clinton administration official. The Democrat Party has stolen the media, and the media is fine with that because they're all sleeping with each other. And they think that's just kosher. That's it's a kosher dog on a kosher bun. Remarkable stuff. Mm-mm-mm. NBC News went to do a live hit from the floor of the Republican National Convention while the opening prayer was being read. And they did it on purpose. The anchor said, well, they're starting with the opening prayer. Let's go to our dim-witted reporter on the floor to start talking loudly and see how that goes. Mm. Yes, sir. And MSNBC, I told you about this already, but MSDNC, they've been doing their shows from New York City, you know, Rachel Maddow and those people. But they've got a backdrop behind them that makes it look like they're in a skybox at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, because they lie even in silence. And even Jake Tapper, a former Democrat Capitol Hill staffer and Monica Lewinsky dater, made fun of them, saying, well, we're actually here in Milwaukee and we're live. You know, didn't want to be shown up by all of that. So we got some of that. Mm-mm-mm. And the media very upset because President Trump's campaign hasn't put out an official medical report on his being shot in the ear on the assassination attempt. Of course, they're not asking for Joe Biden's mental assessment or his health assessment, because they're Democrats and not journalists. You know how that goes. Yes, sir. Yeah, and I love this. Blue Anon, there's QAnon. The Democrats have their own conspiracy site called Blue Anon. Now, is that B-L-E-W or B-L-U-E? I always forget. And one-third of Democrats believe conspiracy theory that Trump staged the assassination attempt. Sure. Joe Biden, he may not be employed for very long, one way or the other, because of the Democrats. You know how that is. And lots more. Stay right there. We're at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Paid for. Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE, 855-51-BIBLE.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/America or text America to 511-511.
Your order is back with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
Life is full of balance, but if you are one of the millions of people affected by dizziness, vertigo, and imbalance, finding your footing isn't as easy as it seems. These conditions disrupt daily life and rob people of their independence. But there's hope. Visit liferebalanced.org or call 800-837-8428 to learn how you can get better. Again, that's 800-837-8428, sponsored by the Vestibular Disorders Association.
Advertisement sponsored by Allied Injury Group, not available in all states.
This important message from Allied Injury Group reminds you that if you or someone you love was injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, you deserve financial compensation for your medical expenses, lost wages, pain, and suffering. Don't rely on insurance companies to look out for you. If you haven't spoken to an attorney, call our legal experts now. Work accident, truck accident, collision with an uninsured driver, or a slip and fall. Allied Injury Group has helped clients win hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. They're available 24/7 to take your call and fight for you. Remember, if you or someone you love suffered injuries in an accident that wasn't your fault, like being struck by a drunk driver, a collision with an 18-wheeler, were a victim of workplace negligence or more, get the financial compensation you deserve. Call Allied Injury Group for a free consultation now.
Call 800-894-6680. That's 800-894-6680. Again, 800-894-6680.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtBlue is here for you. With DebtBlue's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtBlue are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
many parts moving in our political world and our culture, our societal world. You see the Muslim riots in England yesterday and last night. They're losing it. It's not going to be England for long. The jihad is there. And the jihad is here. We call them Democrats. Right now, let's go to the telephones, Michael. Let's go to Teresa calling from Olney, Maryland. Teresa, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, Chris. Thank you. So I wanted to mention, I don't know if you follow on social media Dan Scavino. He is amazing. I've been following him since 2015. And he always plays Puccini and Pavarotti, specifically when Trump is traveling, getting on his plane. And he used, like, I always feel so hopeful in these, in Dan's posts. I continue to follow him, and I encourage people to follow him because he's, there's always something, I think there's something truly meaningful in his posts and with the music specifically, that the Puccini and Pavarotti. And I think that there is definitely something to that that he played last night.
Well, it's great, powerful, emotional music. It has, the music always has a story behind it. It represents the apex of Western civilization, which is under assault today by, you know, the left and other barbarians.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, crepe myrtles, and majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale, and all bag soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale.
Hey, Redding, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals, starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Redding on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Linda
spot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Buddy was happy, and they were very positive. And, you know, last night, it was 5 days after Donald Trump was shot at a rally in Pennsylvania by a 20-year-old lunatic, and there are still a lot of questions that need to be answered about all of that, rooftops and local police and Secret Service and all kinds of questions that have yet to be answered about all of that. Because, you know, it's 2024 and we don't answer questions very well. But the news media very distraught with the positive nature of the 4-day Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They're traumatized by it. Even Van Jones, man, last it's, when I was worshiping at the altar of Barack Obama, was the last time I felt this sexually aroused at a political event because they're all mental. Completely nuts. Let's go to soundbite number 4. President Trump from last night. And again, I've got, this is a serious question. If the bullet had been 2 inches to the right 6 days ago on Saturday, if President Trump had turned this way instead of that way and we had a radically different outcome, would the Democrats still be looking to get rid of Joe Biden? And when they're getting rid of Joe Biden, then they've got another issue, and that is, how do you solve a problem like Kamala, right? Just to keep in with the Sound of Music thing. How do they solve a problem like Kamala? Because she does worse against Trump in many polls, and the Democrats, all they care about is power, and therefore the polls. And they were hopeful, and again, I want to get to this, but the blue Anon conspiracy-minded Democrats and one-third of Democrats have convinced themselves that the assassination attempt 6 days ago was a big fake. What do they call it at the White House, Michael? Cheap fake. It's cheap fake. That's what they're saying. And that either they brought in a vial of fake blood or something, and it was all staged. And that's because of the rampant mental illness that is loose in the Democrat Party. But let's go to soundbite number 4, President Trump. Last night, his speech, 92 minutes or 93 minutes, the longest convention nominating speech apparently in the history of the country, beating out at long last Bill Clinton's extra long convention speech all those years ago. President Trump, last night, as he was starting off, and he started off very strong, and was focused, and he was calm, cool, and collected. He was thanking God. I think he feels like he's on borrowed time at this point, that it all could have come to an end 6 days ago, last Saturday, in Pennsylvania. President Trump last night in Milwaukee.
Let me begin this evening by expressing my gratitude to the American people for your outpouring of love and support following the assassination attempt at my rally on Saturday. As you already know, the assassin's bullet came within a quarter of an inch of taking my life. So many people have asked me, what happened? Tell us what happened, please. And therefore, I will tell you exactly what happened, and you'll never hear it from me a second time because it's actually too painful to tell.
The Democrats have ginned up yet another conspiracy theory. They are the radical left-wing anti-child, anti-baby, anti-capitalist, anti-American, anti-truth party. And they're the party of wild-eyed conspiracies, Russian collusion and Hillary Clinton's phony dossier that was filled with a lot of bourgeois, and of course the laptop. It's Russian disinformation. Everybody's a Russian. You know that they're in bed with the Russians because they can't stop talking about the Russians. And again, ending with Puccini last night and the sum of all fears. More Russians in there too. And neo-Nazis, just like all these Jew-hating Democrats. They got conspiracy theories about the Israelis, being the problem and not the radical Islamic jihadi, the genocidal death cult that is Hamas, Hezbollah, Iran. The Democrat Party is very unwell, and now they have a massive conspiracy theory surrounding the attempted assassination of Donald Trump last Saturday, not yet a week ago, and wild-eyed conspiracies running rampant in the Democrat Party because of their severe mental illness. President Trump wanted to tell the story last night at the convention.
I began speaking very strongly, powerfully, and happily because I was discussing the great job my administration did on immigration at the southern border. We were very proud of it. Behind me and to the right was a large screen that was displaying a chart of border crossings under my leadership. The numbers were absolutely amazing. In order to see the chart, I started to, like this, turn to my right and was ready to begin a little bit further turn, which I'm very lucky I didn't do, when I heard a loud whizzing sound and felt something hit me really, really hard on my right ear. I said to myself, wow, what was that? It can only be a bullet.
And he did, and I've been talking about this, and you've seen it yourself. Within 1 second, he crouched down, he dropped down, recognizing that there was an attack going on.
There was blood pouring everywhere, and yet, in a certain way, I felt very safe because I had God on my side. I felt that.
It was quite a moment as he's telling the story. It really was, and he was clearly emotional. He said he wanted to tell the story once and then never tell the story again.
The amazing thing is that prior to the shot, if I had not moved my head at that very last instant, the assassin's bullet would have perfectly hit its mark, and I would not be here tonight. We would not be together.
And that is a straight up fact. No denying that, unless you're a Democrat, of course, and then you can deny the, you know, the sky is blue and the earth is round.
I'm not supposed to be here tonight. Not supposed to be here.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Yeah. Thank you. But I'm not. And I'll tell you, I stand before you in this arena only by the grace of Almighty God.
At that point, you knew the media would attack him for mentioning God, because they don't mention God. They don't believe in God. They reject God. They have after-school Satan Club, but that's as close as they get to religion. They insist very often that that is their religion because, you know, they're Democrats. And boy, they're not like normal people. Democrats used to be more like normal people, but they cut that out a long time ago.
Watching the reports over the last few days, many people say it was a providential moment. Probably was. When I rose, surrounded by Secret Service, the crowd was confused because they thought I was dead, and there was great, great sorrow. I could see that on their faces as I looked out. They didn't know I was looking out. They thought it was over. But I could see it, and I wanted to do something to let them know I was okay. I raised my right arm, looked at the thousands and thousands of people that were breathlessly waiting, and started shouting, fight, fight, fight.
This makes the Democrats wet themselves, too. Oh, no, not fight, fight, fight.
Thank you.
Democrats at home cowered behind furniture when that moment happened at the convention. They ran for cover. Some of them got their AK-47s and were looking for someone to attack. Remarkable stuff. President Trump.
In almost all cases, as you probably know, and when even a single bullet is fired, just a single bullet, and we had many bullets that were being fired, crowds run for the exits or stampede, but not in this case. It's very unusual.
Very, very unusual.
This massive crowd of tens of thousands of people stood by and didn't move an inch. In fact, many of them bravely but automatically stood up looking for where the sniper would be. They knew immediately it was a sniper. And then began pointing at him. You can see that if you look at the group behind me. That was just a small group compared to what was in front. Nobody ran, and by not stampeding, many lives were saved.
Many lives were saved. One man was killed, and he actually brought the uniform of the firefighter killed, his firefighter uniform, brought it out on stage, on a stand in a hangar. He went over and addressed the crowd and talked about the firefighter that was murdered that day by the would-be assassin, who was then shot in the head by a U.S. Secret Service counter-sniper. President Trump last night, he was, not just completely the regular old-fashioned Donald Trump. There was a difference. He was a changed Donald Trump.
Now is the time to remember that we are all fellow citizens. We are one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we must not criminalize dissent or demonize political disagreement, which is what's been happening in our country lately at a level that nobody has ever seen before.
President Trump. And he was on teleprompter for part of the time. And then he started riffing and going off prompter. And he doesn't need a prompter. Joe Biden needs a prompter, and he can't do that either. They certainly don't want him to go off prompter, Joe Biden, because his brain is a problem. But a lot of remarkable moments last night. I'll be sharing more of them with you. And then there's our news media, isn't there? 888-630-9625.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Your feet support you through all your summer adventures. Are you tired of shoes that promise comfort but fail to deliver? Introducing Gedify shoes with VersaShock technology. Gedify offers superior shock absorption and trampoline-like energy return, helping to provide relief from foot, knee, ankle, or back discomfort. They sent me a pair and I love them. Whether you're an athlete, a busy parent, or just always on the go, Gedify shoes offer the comfort and versatility your feet crave. Every pair includes two free supportive orthotics and a special lateral stabilizer to help improve your stride or run. As a listener to this show, enjoy a special summer offer. Visit Gedify.com and get $20 off your order of $100 or more with the code Chris. That's Gedefy.com, and don't forget to use the code Chris for $20 off orders of $100 or more. Experience ultimate summer comfort with Gedify shoes. That's Gedify.com today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and speak with your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45, non-smoker, can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man aged 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtBlue is here for you. With DebtBlue's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtBlue are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
Advertisement sponsored by Allied Injury Group, not available in all states. This important message from Allied Injury Group reminds you that if you or someone you love was injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, you deserve financial compensation for your medical expenses, lost wages, pain, and suffering. Don't rely on insurance companies to look out for you. If you haven't spoken to an attorney, call our legal experts now. Work accident, truck accident, collision with an uninsured driver, or a slip and fall. Allied Injury Group has helped clients win hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. They're available 24/7 to take your call and fight for you. Remember, if you or someone you love suffered injuries in an accident that wasn't your fault, like being struck by a drunk driver, a collision with an 18-wheeler, were a victim of workplace negligence or more, get the financial compensation you deserve. Call Allied Injury Group for a free consultation now.
Call 800-894-6680. That's 800-894-6680. Again, 800-894-6680.
Summer is heating up, just like the deals at Omaha Steaks. From perfectly aged steaks to juicy burgers, Omaha Steaks is your summer grilling headquarters. Shop the hotter-than-fire sale at omahasteaks.com for exclusive, unconditional money-back guaranteed packages starting at $99. Plus, get an extra $10 off with promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Visit omahasteaks.com, code SIZZLE, for an extra $10 off. Shop the hotter-than-fire sale today, before these deals go up in smoke.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Now, the Democrats and the media are calling it Plan B. Plan B for Joe Biden. I guess it's Plan Biden. And they call it Plan B. When they get rid of Biden, who would take his place? It's the, you know, Plan B is their one of their favorite abortion pills. This is kind of Plan B is like the presidential abortion. They're going to abort Joe Biden at the age of 81. That seems a little late. Talk about a late-term abortion. That's 81 years old. That's pretty late, I got to say. All right, I'm going to get back to Plan B for Joe Biden. And will it be Kamala? Let's go to Mike the Lib, because Mike the Lib called in. Mike the Lib, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris.
Get your phone under control there, Mike the Lib. It's in your hand. Talking to put one end goes to your ear.
Okay. Can you hear me, Chris?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah.
Okay, fine. Basically, the Secret Service totally screwed up. They should have never left Trump get on the stage when they had an unresolved security situation. I was wondering if the Secret Service actually informed Trump of this situation. That's never been asked. of the Secret Service.
And nothing's been asked. They haven't had a press conference of any kind, so not a single question has been asked.
I mean, they say, yeah, but that's one that should be asked. The other one was when after they were told by local law enforcement they couldn't cover that building. They should have released some of the local law enforcement that was inside the security perimeter to go to the outside and cover that building, because it made absolutely no sense to leave that gap open. If they were so concerned about steep roofs, you know, because of police, they could have asked the local volunteer fire company to put people up there. All you needed to have was you know, binoculars and two-way radio to basically deter them. And
maybe a gun?
No, you wouldn't to have a gun up there.
A police officer, he should have a gun.
Yes, but if you didn't have a police officer, had a local fire company up there, they wouldn't have to have
maybe a social worker. You could
they should have at least talked to the suspect beforehand. A suspicious person, they would have had a chance to talk to them. This probably would never have happened. He took this assassination as a physics problem, it appeared. And he was trying to figure out how to do it. So if they would have basically had any intervention and knew they were on the radar, he would probably have never done anything. But it was a lack of secrecy, not having people out there in defending that building, which was a clear threat.
Are you skydiving right now? Or did you just jump out of an airplane?
No, Chris, I didn't jump out of an airplane.
So are you eating your phone? Are you having McBreakfast?
Go ahead and scream, Chris, okay? can't hear.
Well, you can speak clearly into the phone like an adult, you know.
I am speaking clearly in the phone, Chris.
Liberalism isn't what it used to be, is it, Mike the Lib?
Well, Chris, this is a screw-up by the Secret Service and the local police.
Yeah, I think that's probably, that's a popularly held view, to be sure. A lot of questions yet to be answered. Maybe they should have a press conference.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.